You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the game.
Spaceman.
All right. Hey, everybody. Sorry if you can't. I wait for Zarek to stop.
I'm done.
Ordinate
amount. I'm trying to do it. You get away.
This is a good opening. I could probably
chew loudly.
All right. So, welcome to another game of Eclipse Phase. I'm sorry if you can't hear me as well tonight. I'm sitting a little bit lower. And my voice is being blocked by my GM screen a little bit.
So it's all right. You're a powerful speaker, Alex.
I know.
He's going for a classic radio sound today.
I was actually reading a Call of Cthulhu scenario today, and your voice was reading it in my head.
Yes.
Literally. I'm not kidding.
That's terrifying.
Thank you.
I think I got chills just from hearing you explain that.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys, I guess. Tonight we are playing Self-Discovery Part 3. The tentative title I have is An Exo for Danger. But I don't like that. It might be posted with something else. But right now it's called An Exo for Danger.
Exo, like Battlestar Galactica?
No, EXO.
Like a bug skeleton.
Yeah.
A bug skeleton for danger.
All right, so...
That makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
When we last left off, you had managed to restore some... Well, you managed to gain access to Steel's backup ship.
And Ron and I managed to not kill each other.
Yes.
Nobody died. Golf clap for that.
Great.
Yeah. Me and Chris were doing pretty good work.
Yes.
On the way here, Chris and I were saying it was a good thing he wasn't here, because his response... If he had wanted the brick, his response would have been to kill everybody.
That's pretty much
and
true.
And if he didn't want the brick, his response would have been to kill me and Ryan so we could move on.
Yeah. Chris told me that too, and I said that was one response, and he said not a good one, and I said no, but it is a response.
I had my second finest moment in this game in that last week.
Mm-hmm. I would have to say that it means we're pulling together as a team, that nobody died.
Yes.
However you want.
Or it was because Chris wasn't here.
I could have talked my way out of it.
All right, so when you restore the functionality to Steel's ship, you realize that to access his backup server, you either needed to enter a 2-million-digit alphanumeric encryption key,
no problem,
which would take you years to hack, or...
Can I make a luck roll?
No. I think Elise can do it.
No.
Give her enough drugs and she'll be... give her Adderall, she'll be up forever doing
Let's
it.
Let's camp the rest of this camp out and do it and unlock it.
Or there is a physical key that you can insert into the console of the ship, which will unlock
Hold
it.
Hold on, we gotta find
can
that.
Can I make it out of clay?
No, it's not a dreidel.
Okay.
Information on the ship that Steel hid for himself to find, in case he needed it, told you that the key is located on the Fajing Mining Colony FJ-0035.
I thought I wrote that down somewhere.
In a personal security box owned by Deborah Wells.
Yes.
I think I wrote that down.
Edmund Wells?
It would have been smart of me to have done that, so hopefully I did. I don't know what my last person...
Well, I just wrote it down for you by saying it.
Oh, that's true.
Thank you, Will.
No problem. I spent too much money on dice in the last few weeks.
You have to figure out how you're going to get into the mining colony and how you're going to get the box open.
Well, it's only a mining colony. Nothing bad could happen there, right?
No.
What could possibly go wrong?
No, it's just mining.
What is it? Fajing Mining Colony, FJ...
It's a hypercore colony.
It's located
on the asteroid 382 Dodona. It's an M-type asteroid, which I looked up. That's a real thing.
One, but seven's good.
I did research.
So mine's really clear. Asteroid M. I know those. Magneto.
Mm-hmm.
Well, M-type is metallic. It's a metallic asteroid.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, Magneto would like that.
Yeah.
Wait, also, the asteroid is Metallica?
Also,
nice.
So that's a real asteroid.
Enter Salmon.
Research. Aha! Discovered in the 1890s.
Wow. Oh, I want to see the thing.
I
it's still there?
I want to see the same exact thing.
Well, they're mining it now.
Can I ping my HyperCorp social net to see what I can dig up about this mining colony?
Sure, networking HyperCorp. Well,
according to, you know, sci-fi movies, we should...
Are we at the point now we don't have to introduce ourselves anymore?
Right. You don't have to do full character introductions, right, but just say who you are and who you're playing. I think everyone knows who the characters are by now.
Right.
But just say who you are and who you're playing for our listeners at home right
now. I'm Meyer, and I'm playing... a guy named Gavin.
Uh-huh.
I'm Ed, and I'm playing Doc Skelax.
Derek here, playing Dalton.
Jamez, playing Elise Menezes.
Will here, playing Amir Sisekatali.
Ryan here, playing Lucas Guerra.
I'm Chris, over there, and I'm playing Damien.
Alright.
I knew some of that without looking at my sheet.
I said, so, I'm
lying. I made that roll, ACOS, exactly, and I critted it. All 55
right.
out of 55.
Yeah,
you couldn't do better.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's a beehive colony. It's a pretty standard mining colony. This one, the colony itself is pretty much the same size as all the others. Pretty much what Fajing does is they go, they'll establish a temporary colony in a dome on the surface of the asteroid.
Okay.
Start mining, and then that initial mine, they'll turn into the beehive colony.
So as they mine out an area, they'll pressurize it and move stuff.
So this colony right now... It has a population of 55, 10 synthmorphs, and the rest are biomorphs. What you find out is that the way they do the operations, at least here, is that the synthmorphs do the initial demolition, because that's more dangerous. They go in and start blowing the tunnels. And then the biomorphs, which are generally bouncers, follow through and do some more excavation afterward.
Okay.
Like I said, it's carved out of the surface of the asteroid. The main body of the colony is sort of an inverted cone. There's concentric, there's four...
So it spreads out as it gets deeper?
It gets narrower as
it
gets deeper.
Okay, okay.
The top level is the widest.
Because it's the most, mined out.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
At the bottom is the access to the rest of the mines. And it goes, it tunnels out from in all directions from there. And then generally what Fajing does is when they've done and they're done mining, they sell it to someone, whoever wants to buy a colony. So they make
there's
a profit for mining.
55 miners?
55, yeah.
How much
well,
ammo?
Not all, but 55.
55 people?
Yeah.
How much ammo you got, Chris?
More than 55 bullets.
All right, we're good.
You also find out, Ryan, that the station manager is Fred Wells.
Fred Wells. Okay,
yes.
So Deborah is related to her?
Oh, crap. I forgot about that.
Uh-oh.
No, Fred Wells.
Don Wells.
Fred, he doesn't have the F. Fred Wells.
I'm glad Well are related.
It's not Fred Wells. I didn't realize that.
Fred Unwells?
No.
Just get rid of the ass.
Fred Sickly?
Fred Hindenburg.
Fred Hindenburg.
Fred Hitler.
Hindenburg. Hindenburg.
Frederick von Hitler.
Isn't he the guy that's not sure if the cat's alive? Oh, no, that's not at all.
No.
That's Schrodinger.
That's Schrodinger.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Heisenberg.
Yeah, that's the one.
Also,
I was uncertain what I was thinking of.
Who's a completely different guy.
Isn't that Rosenberg?
No, he's the H-bomb.
Aha.
No, Heisenberg built the bomb, too.
Right.
No, it's Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer. Anyway.
Wasn't that...
No, he's back to
reality. Let's just say Germans kill people.
Wasn't that Thor Heyerdahl?
I'm German.
Yeah, but he did that for the Americans.
Yeah.
Will German.
Alright, so Fred Hindenburg is the head of the colony.
And Norwegian.
Does Deborah Wells ping anywhere in their
yeah, she's
manifest? She's a miner.
Yeah.
Alright.
So I'm a Nazi Viking.
Oh, God.
Like so rape and
pillage. If she's got the key, I'm assuming that she also works for Firewall, so can I ping the eye now and see what Firewall's got on her?
Sure. Networking Firewall.
29 out of 45.
Okay. She's semi-retired. She was an operative for about 4 years, and eventually she had enough. All it really says on the eye... is that now she works for Proxy Steel.
Okay.
But it doesn't. There's nothing about her going on missions or anything. She hasn't had a mission in a few years.
I'm guessing that her retirement mission is watch this key. Mm-hmm. And if anybody shows up, give them this key.
Pretty
or
much.
Kill them.
Yeah, more or less.
How does what did Proxy Steel think of his time with me and Damien?
It was, you know, okay.
Are we friends now?
No.
I don't think Proxy Steel has any friends.
No.
Or Damien.
You guys played P-Knuckle.
Dr. Skelax. Proxy Steel comes over here. it's come to my attention that your zero-G nausea has been somewhat of a hindrance.
Yes!
If you like, I could modify the healing vat in your ship to possibly take care of that.
That would be quite wonderful, thank you.
Yes. All right, Ed, if you want to get rid of that, you have to pay res points equal to the CP you got, so it costs you 10 res points to get rid of your zero-G nausea.
All right.
All right, so...
Thank you, Crawlkill.
Yes, thank Crawlkill for that. That was his idea. I said thank Crawlkill.
Thank you, Crawlkill.
There you go.
Ed, what do you say to Crawlkill?
I love you!
All right, so Proxy Steel fiddles with the healing vat for a while and says, all right, it's probably going to take a few hours, though.
Well, do we have a few hours?
It would take at least that long to get to the asteroid.
Then we're golden.
All right,
that sounds
so
convenient.
You pop in, and Ed, you're floating in green goo for a while.
All right.
Ed likes
the best
green
part.
Goo.
I'm going to hum.
Gavin, since you're our talker...
Oh, God. What do you want?
See if you can get in touch with this Deborah Wells. She's a former Sentinel. Let her know that we've got Proxy Steel and we're coming to pick up the key.
Okay.
If she needs to talk to him, he's right here.
Sure.
He may not have whatever kind of authentication she needs, though. So if she has any questions, tell her to talk to Proxy Man in Black.
All right.
Up. And for Christ's sake, use an encrypted channel.
Oh.
Hello?
I'm calling from a payphone. They can't track these.
This is just a payphone in space.
Is this the party line?
It just has a little blue light flashing.
Hello, operator. Can you connect me to...
All right, Maya, are you just going to call her? Encrypt the channel?
Encrypt
hello?
Channel.
All right.
Just kick your head out.
He opens up a chat room for everybody to join in.
Deborah Wells here. How can I help you?
You call her with an official firewall channel. You're close enough so there isn't much of a light speed delay. And she answers. Hello? Who is this? Voice only.
Hi, this is Gavin. I like to inform you that I'm in the company of Proxy Steel, and we're making our way to your location.
You have Proxy Steel with you?
Yeah. We're bodyguarding him.
She's going to say, okay, come by, and there's going to be no problems.
Right.
Well, wait. How did you get this number? The Proxy Steel doesn't need a bodyguard. He doesn't have a body.
Listen, darling. We're coming to pick up the key. If you want to talk to him, he's right here.
All right, give me a persuasion check.
Right.
As soon as you said darling, you started losing her.
It's all right.
Listen up, Chippy. I was like, that was a bad choice of words.
It's all right. My thing doesn't work on... My pheromones don't work on right
is
now.
Is there a man there we can talk to?
I got 63 out of 70.
All right, well, that beats her kinesics.
I think you're going through something called
all right,
hysteria.
Let me talk to Proxy Steel.
Please.
I will hand him the
phone.
Hand
the phone.
Imaginary
you can
phone.
Patch him into the console.
I hand him the phone. Here you go.
Hello? Password, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'm not going to have a conversation with myself, but Proxy Steel talks to her. And through a series of, you know, encrypted code words that they had set up, he confirms that he is in fact himself and that you guys are being sent by him to come get the key.
The conversation went kind of like this. Bacon bits, lettuce wrap, toilet brush, kinesics.
Did you go bowling last Thursday?
Laura? Turkey? Bye. Yeah, so she is expecting you.
That's how it's done, gentlemen.
That's how it's done. You make a phone call and hand it to Proxy Steel.
All right, so she's expecting us. Ed's in green goo.
Yeah, he'll be good by the time you get there.
Hopefully everything should be solid.
I'm sure we're going to get there and she's going to give us the key and everything's going to be smooth.
And that'll be everything.
It'll be the easiest game ever.
Well, you do have to come up with some reason why you're going.
Yeah, that's true.
Inspectors?
Did anyone know that I'm a minor?
You're a minor? Oh, I was...
Are you really?
Are you underage?
Well, I'm not, but, Dusty is.
Oh, your muse?
He's got a... He knows geology, and I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good at appraisal and mining. Well, a 50 and a 30, but still, it's not, you know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I can appraise things.
Well, appraisal is more objects. That's not really going to help you with mining.
What if they mined something that needed appraising?
They wouldn't really call in. They would have someone to.
All right, so we're going to need some kind of cover.
That's my roly hole.
Do we know what they're mining out of there? What metal they're getting out of there?
Steel, platinum, aluminum. It's
whatever comes out.
Industrial grade.
Can I think?
Yeah, I mean it's pure. It's an asteroid. They're just mining whatever metals are in the asteroid.
Can I come up with a? I'm not trying to con them, but I want to come up with a con scheme to. Well, I guess I'm kind of trying to con them because I think of
what a good cover could be. Yeah.
Well, my body is. Well, my morph is big.
Could we be rich investors thinking of buying the place when it becomes a colony when they're done?
Yeah, you could AR project yourself.
So can I roll?
I mean, you could just give me one second. Roll con schemes. You can. I mean, you could just link up with them through the mesh.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You can still talk to them. You just can't do anything.
Oh wow! 60 and a 60.
All right. Throw this tissue out. You have a few options.
Project a holographic image of myself, except taller.
No.
It's not really a holographic image. It's projected into their entropics. But, yeah, you can project whatever you want yourself to look like.
It's like the Matrix.
Yeah, I'm going to be tall and strapping.
A strapping bird?
Yes.
Everyone give me a stress test. Because that is a very unsettling thing to say.
Does he have sharks for arms?
Yeah, but wait, Ed, I mean, you have to think of it. Wait, before you guys do that, you have to think of it this way, Ed. You're not human. You're a bird. Birds aren't strapping. You're anthropomorphizing yourself when you probably wouldn't, because you have bird aesthetics.
That's true.
You think they're ugly.
So ducks.
What you're saying is you've got a strapping human body with a bird head.
You don't think they're ugly, but your definition of self beauty wouldn't be human.
I'm going to give myself grander plumage then.
That's fine, and you guys don't have to make
it. Not a matter of plumage.
I would have succeeded.
Otherwise, you would have shown up like with some cartoon bird with big strapping muscles.
I actually have a picture of that on my computer. It's a Photoshop bird that has muscle arms.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that picture.
What did you roll? 60 out of 60, Meyer?
Yeah.
All right, like I said, there's a few options. You could...
Photoshop cat.
How'd you get a big
You could try to sneak in.
Yes. Okay. 25 cents more.
You could just... blow a hole in the door and go in guns blazing. That's probably the worst option.
Okay.
If you're trying to trick them,
damn,
you could try to modify
your
ship.
Sure about that option.
So it looks like you're having engine trouble, and see if they will let you dock there.
Oh, wait, didn't you say they sell them when they're done mining it?
The asteroid.
Yeah, so couldn't we pretend we want to buy it when they're done mining it?
It's way too early for them to even be considering selling it to anyone. Okay. They still have like 70% of the asteroid left to mine. You wouldn't even know what you're buying yet because it's going to change.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll relay this to my team and see what they want to do.
All right. I would say probably the engine trouble ruse would be the best.
That's what I would go with.
But then wouldn't they limit us to one area of the asteroid?
Hell, once we're in.
You got to stay here and you can fix your ship here.
Yeah, but once we get there, what's her name? Like come to us, right?
Yeah, that's right. We send her a message. She hands off the key and...
And all their base belongings?
No fuss, no muss.
Anyone asked any questions? I mean, hell, Gavin and Deborah are old friends. They haven't seen each other in a long time and want to get together for a drink. It's a fucking mine. People drink. What else is there to do besides mine and drink?
Right, go to Mad Drugs. I'm just on a drugs kick, man. I'm sorry.
Can we bargain anything with them?
I mean, well, they're HyperCorp. They take credits.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's a mining colony, but, you know, the way they work, which, you know, they set up shop there for a few years, mine the asteroid out, and then leave and move on to the next one.
Do they have an underground fighting ring?
that we could sign a certain someone up for and place bets on.
You'd have to get there and find out. You can't find that out through the mesh.
Obviously, but I'm just saying, it's a possibility.
What's the rep for HyperCourt?
C-rep.
Ooh. I've got some C-rep.
I don't have any really good C-rep.
I have good C-rep, too.
I mean, if you have C-rep, you could try to fake credentials for yourselves.
I have that.
I mean, you're sort of a motley crew to be showing up for an inspection.
A lot of times, if we can fake the engine trouble well enough, we could always have either Chris or I make the call to see if we can land there to retool. We're in the belt, right?
Yeah.
Well, money talks and bullshit walks in the asteroid belt, especially.
The question is, how do we fake the engine trouble without really having engine trouble in case we need to make a fast getaway?
Do any of you have hardware spaceships? Or spacecraft?
I do not.
Hardware first?
I know, Derek, you have pilot spacecraft, right?
Yes.
James, what hardware skills do you have?
Electronics and groundcraft.
I have hardware robotics.
Industrial and nautical.
I have
aerospace.
That's hardware art.
I'll say if Derek, you have the most applicable skill, but if James and Will help you, they can each add +10 to your roll.
Ooh. All right.
So give me, hardware, your piloting spacecraft.
+75 20. To +20?
Yeah.
Okay, so I gotta go lower than 95.
Yeah.
All right.
That's pretty challenging.
94.
Whoa! Okay. Derek, you the three of you...
Well, I can bring shit going!
the three of you work together and figure out a way that you can make it look like your engine is malfunctioning.
No. We have a
fake plasma leak.
Dalton just walks over and pulls a Fonz. He elbows the engine. Plasma reactor offline. Explosion imminent.
Hey. you managed to jerry rig it, so it looks like you have engine trouble, but you're actually okay.
All right.
We hit a squeaky toy in the engine, so it just kind of squeaks every time it goes around.
It's just a ball bearing.
I've never seen that before.
It just rattled like it.
All right, well, now, in case we need to make a fast getaway, which we probably will, because that's our M.O.
unless we destroy the asteroid.
We could do that.
I mean,
she lives there. All we're doing is picking up a key from this poor goddamn woman.
Has anything ever gone the way we think it's going to go?
Yeah, I kind of agree with him.
No. Besides, God's a dick.
Oh. I'm never reading a COC scenario for you again.
That's when Ed had a heart attack.
Oh, wow, guys. Wait. Oh, look at that. Totally random healing vat malfunction. You guys come into the ship, and Doc Steelax has been electrocuted.
Let me roll. I don't have zero G nausea anymore.
Let me roll random encounter. Zombies, T-Rexes, how did that happen?
Doc Steelax encounters the zombies and T-Rexes in the healing vat.
They're zombie T-Rexes.
Yes, zombie T-Rexes.
In the healing vat.
Yes.
You have a T-Rex?
They're like micro ones.
Say that again.
You have a T-Rex.
They're stronger than the zombie
dinosaurs.
Oh.
On a spaceship.
All right. So, what else you guys is going to do?
I'm going to go.
Well, we've broken the ship. We should move on now.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I was hoping we broke it when we were close by.
Damien, why don't you
run the dock? One, two.
See
three.
If you can make a call and persuade them that we've got engine trouble.
Made it. Anyone else?
Proxy still tells you he's going to follow you in his ship. He's going to stay out of sensor range of the asteroid, but he wants to be close. So that way when you guys get the key, you don't have to fly a few hours back to him. You'll be right there.
Sounds like a good plan.
I have a terrible feeling about all of this.
He thought it was a bad thing. I said, darling. But it was really smooth.
So are you trying to get yourself... What are you guys trying to do with this?
Well, we've got basically have Chris call them up and use his HyperCorp connections to be like, listen, I'm blah blah blah. We're having engine trouble. If you could allow us to dock and retool at your station, we'll give you maybe trade them some cred. You know, just sort of use the HyperCorp connection to smooth things over.
All right, Chris, give me a networking HyperCorp.
Okay. I rolled a 5 out of 65.
Okay.
Well,
you call up the station. You tell them, yeah, well, give me a deception check, too.
Well, it's not really deception. I mean, we really did break our engine, right?
No, your engine's fine. It just looks broken.
Nobody tell Chris our engine's fine.
While we were trying to make it look broken, we actually broke it.
I got a 46 out of 75.
Right. I'm just picturing, guys, make the engine look broken. You just tape an out of order sign to it.
two pieces of tape and a cross right away.
We peel the piece of electrical tape off the check engine light.
That's right.
Looks broken.
All right, so you call them up and you tell them that your ship is experiencing engine trouble and you're hoping you can dock there while you fix it.
Keep squeaking.
We'll just stay by the engine going chugga chugga chugga.
Oh, that sounds really bad.
Chugga 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 bang. Click 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 chugga chugga.
Just off.
There's something wrong with our space alternator.
Oh, man, that's serious.
Like,
they give the permission to come by, but they tell you because you're in an antimatter ship, you can't actually dock with the station. Company policy won't allow you. So they tell you that if you park it in an orbit about a kilometer out, they'll send a shuttle to get you and ferry you back. And then they'll, send one of their mechanics over and take a look at this.
All right, sounds good.
Disconcerting.
I'm hiding my guns in my skin pockets.
Well, that's actually pretty normal. A lot of people are paranoid about, especially on stations, about docking antimatter ships.
Oh, no, I know. It's just still disconcerting that now, if we want to make a quick getaway,
we have to get a kilometer back to our ship.
Yeah.
Just be sure we'll get us in a situation where we've got the need to make a quick
getaway. Right.
Oh, we will.
Everybody be on your best behavior.
Okay, here's the other thing. You guys can't go in wearing your body armor.
Mm-hmm.
But you're pretty much wearing Master Chief armor. I mean, if you have body armor, it's very conspicuous to go walking around in public. Especially if you just happen to be on a ship that had engine trouble.
Well, all my armor is built into my
freaking sport armor.
Whatchamacallit?
You don't have
clothing.
To throw it out. You can keep it on the ship.
I know. I'm just saying. I just got it. Now I can't even use it. I just look nice in it. That's about it.
You can, but you're going to have severe penalties to any social roles you have to
make.
Because people are going to be like, why is that guy prepared for war? Like I said, you're just as Master Chief. Imagine if Master Chief went into McDonald's and tried to order food.
All right,
I did see that on Halloween.
No, but just someday.
I know. All
right, Alex, let me ask. Okay, so I have bioweave armor.
That's your skin.
Right, so that's okay. I can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
I have armored clothing.
That's fine.
With chameleon coating so it can change its appearance.
Right. Armored clothing just looks like clothing.
Yeah.
A vac suit is fine, too. It's just if you have actual body armor.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay, I don't have that.
I'm going to hide my...
I have a problem. My regular clothes is armor.
Pocket.
It's just body armor.
It says body armor light.
Well, that's not armored clothing. That's body armor.
It says body armor light, but that's what I wear. That's like what I wear.
Well, you can't wear it right now.
You can't wear that right now.
I'm naked.
I'm sure you have other clothes.
Well, body armor, light body armor, you can get away with. Heavy body armor, you can't.
Yeah, I got light body armor, too. I can get away with it.
All right.
Light body armor would be like
only
a bear is best.
Light body armor is nothing.
That's right.
Nothing light body armor.
Nothing comes
like
between him and his light body armor.
It's alright.
Yeah, I'm not wearing SWAT tactical.
Well, it's alright.
You are wearing SWAT tactical. That's your light body armor.
Will, don't argue with him. He said you can wear it.
So I'm taking off my body armor. I just have my armored clothing.
You can't wear yours.
I have another
plus. I got light body armor.
Your
she'll just wear a clubbing outfit.
Plus what?
It was...
Is it 4-4?
The heels or what?
It was 4-3.
Yeah, that's a standard back suit. That's fine. Back suits are normal if you're in space.
How can you get a gun out of your flesh pocket in a back suit?
If I need it, I've got it.
Okay.
All right, so back suit and then...
You know,
I'll do the same thing. I'm just wondering how we do
it
this.
Stacks,
you know, even if Amir's naked, he doesn't have any generals, so it's just a cannon doll.
So I'm at 5 and
that's
6.
A disturbing image.
Well, I could probably wear something over my armor.
No, please, I couldn't read.
No, you don't want over body armor. You'd have to wear like a cloak. It's bulky.
Maybe he's just really fat.
Or maybe I'm just,
Then they'd be like, why is that guy wearing a robe? Like, there's nothing that you can wear over it that looks normal.
I actually probably could get away with it, because I'm a
why is that guy wearing a robe? But he's vaguely, he's related to that ancient Earth hero.
I mean, people would still know you're wearing body armor.
If I was wearing a robe. Or a cloak.
That's still weird, even for me.
I was going to say, he's the god of our space religion. Would you like to hear about it?
Well, if he wore like a doctor cloak, he wouldn't be.
I could wear a doctor's uniform.
They could be the same thing.
I am a doctor.
That would just be a coat that hangs open, and then they'd see your body armor.
That's true.
They could close it.
And that would look really weird. And then it would be tight, and you'd see his body armor.
Why don't you just hide in Ryan's flesh pocket?
All right. The point of this is that we're not supposed to be wearing body armor.
I'm not putting on my body armor.
Everyone, let's wear body armor.
I'm going to wear 10 pairs of body armor.
You die.
Okay.
What's our cover story before we go in there? We've got a broken engine, but what are we doing out here?
We're body armor.
We're body armor salesmen. Can we interest you in some free samples?
No.
It's a good idea.
Who's going to kill Chris? Not Chris, but Damien. What if Damien and I are the pilots of the ship, and you guys book passage on it?
Okay. Makes sense. So where are you taking us?
I just figured out how to get you on the ship. Where you're going is your business.
All right. Where are we going? Ceres?
I mean, you're in the belts.
All right.
I mean, depending where you're coming from,
I've always wanted
going
to see Ceres.
Let's go to Pluto.
What's nearby?
Where's nicest? I mean,
Ceres. That's the main station.
We're going to go visit family in Mars.
That makes sense. We heard things are bad there, so we're not going to go there right now.
But you don't want to go to Jupiter.
No, we don't want to go to Jupiter.
So we're on our way to what's that? I'm going to my friend Abebe.
What's that? Jupiter.
A baby's on Mars.
Yeah, I'm going to Mars. It's a baby.
Is the scumbarge on the way? We could be heading to the scumbarge.
No, scumbarges generally go from Mars to Earth.
Okay.
They just got to make a big gravity.
We're going somewhere.
How about okay? I'm shooting this from the hip here. Gavin.
Yes.
Gavin is the VIP.
Yeah.
Okay.
Elise is his consort. Stelax is his personal physician, and the bodyguard is the bodyguard, and you can jump on and be the other bodyguard.
Sure, I'll bodyguard. We're bodyguards, Amir.
Where is that? How the hell did I come with that?
All right, so where are you going, Meyer?
Bodyguard.
Actually works.
Exactly.
That's a really nice place.
So I'm a bodyguard for him, and you're a bodyguard for him?
You're both bodyguards.
For him.
But you have to be coming from somewhere.
I'm co-pilot.
Where's our place that's less swanky than Elysium?
All right, you were looking to invest on Extropia.
Right.
And we're returning to Elysium. So, Gavin, either you can spin up some bullshit about, you know, mining concerns and investing in the belt.
Blah.
Yeah, sure.
They might actually ask you to invest in Feijing.
If you're
there.
All right. I got... How much credit?
You don't actually have to do it.
We don't have the $8 million anymore.
Pretending that you're like a you know, wealthy hyper-elite, then they're probably going to try to, work you while you're there.
I'll give them a couple bucks.
Yeah, we lost our $2 million credits.
That's all right.
I'm a people person.
You can't forge how many credits you have, right?
You could try.
I think that's called stealing.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I could send some to him so he'd have a larger account because they're gonna check if they check.
I have 150.
Why would they check?
I don't know. Wouldn't they want to check if this guy's got money?
Well, if he like says he's gonna invest, then yes. But
okay.
Just well, try to
can
play.
Can I make a suggestion? Then don't say you're gonna.
Yes.
Right. You're just
play advantage.
Just a pro tip.
Be ambivalent.
You're heading to Mars.
Heading to Mars.
You've already got your money tied up in around Extropia.
All right. So
vague is the best lie. Play big. Simple and vague.
All right. So you guys get about a kilometer out. Proxy Steel is hovering about 10 kilometers. He tells you when you're done to come back to him and bring the key. Good luck. It should be easy. Don't screw it up.
Don't say these things to us, Steel.
Why did he say that?
You don't know we're capable of.
We We're jinxed.
Yes, he does.
All right, so you guys are waiting. Then you get a message. This is Fa Jing, shuttle 3012, requesting permission to dock.
No.
Dock away.
Are you sure? No.
Are you sending me?
You're talking.
Permission granted.
All right.
Yeah.
Your airlock.
Pilot talk.
Cycle's open, and some guy sticks his head down. Hey, folks, how you doing?
Howdy.
Need a lift?
That would be lovely, thank you.
Yep.
So what's wrong with your ship?
It smells funny.
That was me now.
Talk to the pilot over here. He's the one who says it's broken.
There's this guy, and he's going... We've been trying to stop him for 20 freaking miles. I have no idea.
It doesn't work.
All right. Well, come on board. I'll shuttle you over to the station.
We have you want to hear something amazing? No, I'm not even the least bit nauseous.
That's good.
And then I'm going to keep walking.
Well, you're not walking. It's magic.
We're all free-falling.
Free-falling.
All right, so you all hop into the shuttle. Oh, did any of you have stress?
Yes.
All right, on the way, roll psychology on your muse if you want to try to get rid of some of your stress. You have a few hours on the way over.
Okay.
Oh,
holy shit.
That's a critical failure.
Yeah, that was
an excellent. Hey,
you don't sweet. Get anything back.
I rolled under.
Your muse actually.
And take one more stress. Your muse actually makes you feel worse.
I got 55.
I rolled 30 out of 60.
I feel bad about cutting people open and stealing their whatever the
cortical stacks.
Cortical stacks.
You should.
Nope, I failed.
You mean their cordial stacks?
She almost convinced me.
Derek, what'd you roll?
30 out of 60.
55 out of 60.
All right, Derek, you get 3.
Sweet. I mean, you had 2 of them.
He said that I can't love James because I'm a crow.
I got 7 out of 60.
7? How much did you lose, Will? How much do you have gone?
I have 6 left.
All right, so you can get back free.
Cool. And I failed.
It's
beautiful.
Nothing!
At least your muse didn't make you feel worse.
He's done that before.
My muse is actually an asshole. He's a very, very judgmental father figure to me.
Chris's muse is asshole.
That's his name.
All right, so you guys dock at the station. And there's a man there waiting for you. Howdy, folks. Fred Wells. Everybody calls me Freddy. Holds out his hand.
You mean Fred Hamburg. Fred Hindenburg?
Heimberg.
I wrote Wells, damn it.
Freddy Wells, Heimberg.
I'm Fred Wells. You mean Heimberg?
Heimberg, that's it.
Hey.
I shake his hand.
I give Will sort of a disproving glare, because we're supposed to be the bodyguards. We go last, dignitary goes first.
I kind of just reached out my hand.
I'm John Lovegood. How's it going?
Nice to meet you, Mr. Lovegood. Call me Freddy. These your folks?
Yep, this is my posse.
Oh, right. Well, you know what?
Yeah, we're not the posse. We just drove them here.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm going to send our mechanic out. He'll take a look at your ship. Best mechanic in the system. Don't worry. He'll get it fixed if anyone can. So what brings you folks out around these parts?
I'm have some business to attend to in Elysium.
Ah, beautiful city. Haven't been there in a while, but hoping to get back once I'm done with this job.
At least just standing behind him as he's talking and rubbing his shoulders and stuff. Just
to
set the
scene. Perception check.
That would be a failure, an 81 out of 65.
I perceived it.
And you notice nothing!
49 out of 50.
How's my perception?
I perceived 35 out of 50.
I also did a 35 out of 50.
I got a 31 out of 55.
62 out of 80, my friend.
All right, so all of you who succeeded, you notice that Freddy is actually a little bit old. He actually has gray hair and a bit of a paunch, which is really unusual because most people don't grow old anymore.
Or get fat.
He's not fat.
He's just a little full-figured.
Yeah.
Damien's got a new body, but he was fat.
Well, Damien, actively tries to get fat.
Yeah.
Damien has put on a couple of pounds on the
ride. He's got, salt and pepper hair. He looks like he's about 55, maybe 60. So, it's probably going to be a few hours before we get everything sorted out. We're kind of on the night shift now, but if you want, we've got some guest quarters. We can set you folks up. Head down to the mess, grab a bite.
That sounds fun. What's here to do at this place? Any fun spots?
Afraid not. It's business before pleasure around here. Mm. One of the drawbacks of living on a business colony. But, you know, we get by, card games, a little bit of things under the table, you know. Nothing too serious, though.
I grin at what's his name?
All right, so why don't you folks follow me, and I will, I'll show you the way of the mess.
Lucas is standing around just sort of looking solemn and nods and, you know.
I let my bodyguards go ahead.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right. He actually, the way he starts going, you can tell he's been doing this for a while. He just sort of goes from floor to ceiling, bouncing, going forward perfectly.
I let my bodyguards, I put my arm around Elise.
She hangs over.
Why do I picture Doc Stelax kind of like Charlie and Willy Wonka on the Chocolate Factory right now? Whee!
Everybody or just Ed?
Just Ed.
That is 20 out of 45.
Ed, you are...
Woohoo! I'm a
yippee!
You do a little spin. You're having fun. I was really hoping you were fail so that your first thing would just be like... Right. So do you guys want to follow him to the mess?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. He leads you around.
I just want to stand there and look pretty. I don't want to go anywhere.
The mess is on the second level. He actually...
Right. Meyer, what was the fake name he gave?
I'm John Lovegood. That's like
There aren't guardrails around these edges because you can't really fall in zero.
Jonathan Lovegood.
There are ropes
that's my
up and down. So he just sort of jumps out, grabs a rope, and starts pulling himself down to the second level.
Okay. I'm going by Hollis Farquin.
That's my fake identity.
You all have fake IDs.
Yeah, I'm just going to go by Luciano.
That's my fake ID again.
I'm not going to go by my fake ID.
If you guys, get everyone, did everyone else give me free fall checks to keep up with it?
Okay.
Yeah. 8 out of 60.
I never thought that life could be anything but catastrophe, but suddenly I begin to see
37 for me. All right,
yeah, you're all good. So you're all Will and Ryan pull you along.
I got 51 out of 50. I'm 1 point
and James
over.
Too.
They pull you along.
That's because
Ryan and I like.
I think she was more concentrated keeping her skirt down
at the same time. Go back.
You know what? It's because me and Elise.
Skirts are a bad choice for zero gravity.
Yeah. You know, she wanted her clubbing outfit. She couldn't wear body armor.
All of you who passed your perception check earlier, you also noticed that a lot of the people in the hallways that you see are kind of giving you weird looks.
Can it be the singing bird?
Yeah, I'm not...
That could be a big part of it.
I'm not all that concerned about that.
Are you actually singing?
Who are they?
I'm probably not actually singing. I'm humming and whistling.
Okay.
I am saying yippee.
Who are they looking at? Are they looking at him, or are they just sort of giving all of us a wary eye?
I mean, he's up front, so they're looking at him first, but they're giving you the same stink eye.
So it's not an uplift.
Hey, me and James are just all over each other right now.
Yeah.
Both of you give me deception checks, right?
What?
Because you're going to be all over each other.
At least it's a hot chick.
24 out of 40.
55 out of 105.
All right. Yeah, Meyer, you are all over.
Five.
You know what? I think Gavin always at least with a good-looking chick, so I think he's like, taking his chance to go with it.
Yeah. All right, James. Everyone's all over you these days.
I know, right? Seriously.
Hey,
what do you get for being the only biological female?
Hey, at least you're good to me. I'm a good looking man.
Identified female.
Except James is in love with me now. Not in love with me, but James has a little bit of a crush on Doc Ski. Like, so.
I was going to say, Lucas is actually wearing a female morph right now. So.
That's true.
You're also slightly more intimidating than Elise, though.
Yeah.
There is that thing that you did almost.
You'll get yours too, hands. Lucas. Don't worry.
All right, so he leads you to the mess. Help yourself, folks. There's food. I mean, most of it's kind of zero-G pasty food, but, you know, it's better than nothing.
Well, Mr. Hindberg, we appreciate your hospitality. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Like I said, I'm going to get Bill out to your ship. So when you're done, just let somebody know. They'll buzz me in. I'll show you where your quarters are for the night.
We'll be here for a while.
Fantastic. Thank you.
No problem.
Apparently, they just put screw inside the engine. It's fine.
They put a screw in the tuner.
They taped an out of order sign to this thing. It's not actually out of order.
Yeah. So you fixed it. You told him you would.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Charge him 10,000 credits.
That's the going rate. Oh, sorry.
Drinks.
All right. So he leaves you. There's really no one else in the mess right now.
All right. So let's get in touch with Deborah.
Our ship make actually break.
We have mesh access here.
Probably.
There's a public mesh.
Okay.
I mean, you can't get to like company files.
Right.
There's like a station map. Directory of personnel, things like that.
Alex, mm-hmm. can at least hack our ship and actually break it? Right, but the point is there is a mechanic going out to our ship, and we are claiming a broken ship.
Well, that was why you guys
don't know anything about.
That was why you guys
either.
Made the roll too, to make it look like it was
okay. As long as it won't reflect on us in a negative fashion, I'm fine with it.
It depends how good their mechanic is.
Okay.
Well, you said he's the best. Well, you just said he's the best.
Derek did roll like 94 out of.
Yeah, that's what I said. Depends on
yeah,
what
okay.
their mechanic is.
All right, that's fine.
That would be pretty hard.
That's like a ridiculous.
We broke their ship. Keep an eye on them.
Right. Wow. He's actually in the ship. All of a sudden, Elise breaks it while he's in there.
And you start having all the computers shut down and the artificial gravity shut off.
Shut down on the garbage masher and the detention level. All right, so you guys are you going to try to contact Deborah?
No, shut them all down.
Yeah, VPN and secure channel and all that. All
right, she answers. Are you here?
No, we're just calling to see how you are. So,
I mean,
how are
Meyer
you?
Probably calling again.
Yeah, right? Meyer should do that because he was the one who spoke to her in the first place.
All right. Are you here?
Yep.
Where are you?
Yeah, babe. I'm here.
I'm at the mess hall right now.
All right, I'll be right there. About 5 minutes later, Deborah Wells.
Is she hot?
Your description down? She's not bad.
Hey, now she's getting a little whiff with Gavin.
She's in a bouncer more. I definitely wrote down a description for her somewhere. I don't know where it is. She has short crop blonde hair. She's pretty enough. Not gorgeous. She's in a bouncer because they're in zero G.
She's not like Elise hot or anything like that, but you know, she's all right.
I'll keep on over. I'll just stay over from Elise again.
Is she as pretty as Will?
No
one as pretty as Will.
This is quite the.
He would have to roll perfectly.
Interesting
every time.
Team you have here.
Yeah, well, we're effective, and it's really Lucas's team. I'm just the mouthpiece.
Are you the ones who pulled that job on Mars?
If you even blew that job.
I was trying to be a little more polite.
That would be us, yes.
Or at least we think it was. We don't really remember.
That means it was you.
Probably.
It was us.
And Proxy Steel is trusting his safety to you guys.
Yep.
Done all right so far.
We had one mistake. Just one. Everybody gets one.
That's right.
And that was our one.
Hey, Amir wasn't there, so I mean...
Yeah, that's a hell of a mistake.
But you can trust this guy.
He wasn't even there. He was watching our baggage.
And he could take a shot.
So you guys are here for the key?
Yep.
Yes.
Well, unfortunately, you're a little late. We're on night hours now. The safety deposits thing is closed until morning.
Right. Is there a place we can stay?
Well, Heinberg said he's given us quarters for the night, so...
There you go.
Go ahead.
How long do you think it'll take to fix the ship, in case we're being eavesdropped on, which we probably are?
You're looking at at least, I'd say, 8 to 10 hours, for sure.
All right, then we should be...
It's going to be about that. It's going to be that long until... It's 9 o'clock station time. Store's not going to reopen until 8 in the morning.
They don't get many visitors on this station, I'm guessing, Deborah.
No. No. It's a mining colony. Not exactly a tourist destination.
Any reason people might be suspicious? It seemed like a a bunch of folks were giving us a stink eye.
Like I said, it's a mining colony, not a tourist destination.
And we did come in pretty colorful.
I was singing. That could be one reason. A lot of people here are just looking to do their time and get out.
Do their time.
A lot of indentures, then?
No, it's contract work. Sign up, 3 years, and then you get a... and you're good. Most people will take a few months off, then sign up for another contract.
How long you been here?
We've been here a year. Starts to get a little cramped after a while. Especially because for the first 10 months, we were all sleeping in cots at a dome on the surface.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
Look, like I said, I can't get you the key now. I'll have to put my password in the morning.
That's all right.
All right, so between now and then, we'll sit tight.
Try not to get into trouble.
I can't guarantee that.
No guarantees, yeah. But we will try.
Yeah, please. Don't pull another Mars.
Well, we won't get into that much trouble.
Well, it depends. Do you have a nuclear device on this thing?
Just the power core.
Then I won't be shooting it then, so we're fine.
We'll stay away well away from that.
Good. Look, if you guys need anything, just give me a call. But otherwise, if it's an emergency, otherwise, just keep it on the DL.
Yep.
I have a feeling our crew is like the movie Demolition Man. We mean well, but we destroy everything in our wake.
I have a feeling that most PCs in most games are like that.
Send a maniac to catch a maniac.
All right, she goes over and grabs like a
maniac's name is Damien.
Make it seem like she was there for a reason. All right, see you folks in the morning.
Have a good night. So, yeah, I guess then we will we'll help ourselves to some food.
Yeah. It's edible.
Mm.
Shut up!
Have you tried?
Someone forgot to turn their phone off when the game began.
At least,
have you,
at least try some of the blue paste and go.
That's it,
Don't eat the blue
don't
paste.
Don't eat the blue.
Eat the gray paste. Gray
Damn
paste
now
is where it's
at. Pretend to be going over now.
The gray paste is food. The blue paste is floor polish.
Yes. I don't know why they put them both next to each other like that.
It's very confusing.
Or Elise accidentally eats food that was only meant for Taurians. I forget what the...
I don't remember.
Something about chromosomes or whatever.
And Quarians, too.
Yeah, the Quarians and the Taurians have to eat the same food.
You can't eat anything that a Krogan eats because that'll just destroy the inside of your stomach.
Mass Effect.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
All right. So, anything else you guys want to do?
Can't think of anything except wait
lay
for the key.
Low.
Well,
keep to ourselves.
Kind of want
to
see what the underground kind of stuff they have going on.
When you guys, you know, go back to your hoity-toity little bunkhouse over there, because, you know, you're rich and stuff, I'd like to try all the games around here. I think there's some gambling that needs to be doing.
Just don't try not to take all of them.
Yeah, we really don't.
They're poor miners.
Not always about the money.
They can pay decently.
It's not always about the money.
Well, they have fucking nothing to do with their money. Yeah. They're,
well, I mean, they don't really need money right now.
Right.
Everything is provided for them. Like, they're not paying for the food or their lodging or anything.
Right.
They get paid at the end of their job.
So they don't have any money on them right now, probably.
I mean, they could, but it wouldn't make any sense because
they
don't need it. And not that it's physical currency anyway, it's credits.
Yeah, it would all be cred.
As I said, I'm just going to lay low and not cause trouble in school.
All right, if you want to go gamble... Try not to get us all lynched. That's all I ask.
It's not about you guys. It's just about me.
Well, just remember, we all have to go out on the same ship that we came in on.
Oh, I'm not going to shoot anybody. Don't worry about that. Dang.
All right, so Meyer, are you going to call Freddy?
I'm going to join.
Freddy!
Sure. Yeah, okay. Lisa's going to go because she's not the type that sits around. She needs to do
all right.
something.
Well, you should, yeah, I mean, out of character, you should probably at least know where you're going when you're done.
Yep.
Okay.
So you at least let them show you where your rooms are.
That's what
you could always do something with Gavin.
Ooh. Alright, so he comes back. You all done eating?
Yes. All right. Thank
you
so much.
Follow me, bring you up to the first level. We got a few guest quarters up there. I think you guys are going to have to pair off, though. 2, 4, 6, 7. Yeah, you're going to have to, one of you is going to get your own room. Lucky you. Let you folks figure that one out. But, yeah, follow me. He goes bouncing out.
Well, obviously me and Elise will stay.
Yeah, I was going to say, Elise should get the one room because she's the only girl, but then I forgot. Wait, no, we're playing a couple, so
yeah.
We're going to have to bunk up.
All right, Will and I will take the room next to yours.
Well, how about you and I stay together so that Mr. Happy can have... can be alone like he likes.
Oh, I like that plan a lot.
That would make everyone happy.
All right. Yeah, Dalton, shows you into your room.
Alex, yes.
Damien.
When we find, like, a gambling den, mm-hmm. I'd like to use my deception to teach them a little thing called the Amazing Circle game.
All right. Well, first you have to find some gambling.
Okay.
I mean, there's really no networks going on. I mean, if you want to just, like, talk to people, give me a persuasion check to try to find out where they go.
That is a 48 out of 65.
Okay. Yeah, you know, Freddie leads you to your room. A few minutes later, you go out. There's someone in the hall. You ask him, you know, where people go for some fun.
Okay.
And he kind of smirks and goes, yeah, gets pretty boring around here. Head downstairs to the mesh. About 5 minutes, the game should be starting.
All right. So, yeah, I like to find a group of bored-looking gamblers and teach them a little game called the Amazing Circle game that they don't have a chance of winning.
Okay. So who's going down to the mesh for some games?
That would be me.
All right, so the three of you. Will, what are you doing?
Stay in the room.
All right. Yeah. Now you're staying in the room.
I'm staying put.
Yeah, I'm
going to
stay in the room, too.
Okay.
Will's meditating.
I am meditating. All right,
again.
So, Ed, you want to teach
playing
the
their characters
circle.
The way they belong.
Give me a persuasion check to persuade people that this is a game they should play.
That is 57.
Out of
65.
Okay. You get three people. So now give me a deception check to, quote-unquote, teach them the rules.
That is 73 out of 85.
All right. Their kinesics doesn't beat that.
Totally buy into this one.
There. Let me tell you something. My name is Dr. Hollis Farquin, and I have a game for you. You three gentlemen look like you're tired of the same old poker game. Am I right?
Wouldn't mind something new.
Here's something I picked up on Mars called the Amazing Circle Game.
Okay.
Here. Hand me your deck of cards. I'm just going to start shuffling out.
And you start shuffling cards. They just go whizzing off because you're in zero gravity, and they have to go out and grab them. You calm down a little bit, and you start dealing them out again. The first game, you don't play for money because you just teach them the ropes. So you go about two hands. How much are you betting per round?
Let's say.
Well, they don't have a lot of money.
I'll give you 50.
Yeah, so it's going to be like 50 per round. And how many hands do you want to play?
I want to play as many rounds as I can milk them for.
I can just see this.
I, like, the whole point is that this is a game they can't win.
Yeah.
I can just see this work, too. It's the simplest thing in the world. You all understand it, right? Yeah.
Basically, yeah. I'm going to put it, like, so that they don't feel embarrassed.
Right. All right. So you after the initial two, you get five rounds out of them.
Okay.
So that's 1,500. That's 150 per round for five. So you get 6,000 credits.
Yes.
No, 600.
600.
I would say 6,000 is a bit.
You get 600 credits
at 50 a pop.
Before they finally go, I got an early shift tomorrow. I gotta go.
Understandable. But you know what? It's always the second time you play, so I'll catch you tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Elise and Dalton.
Yeah.
You're playing poker?
I indeed am.
Are you playing the same game? Or are you playing different games?
I would say different.
Elise, Dalton, would you like to play a game called the Amazing Circle Game?
All right, so both of you give me a gambling check. Do you have gambling games?
No, I do not.
What is your base skill for that? Probably knowledge.
I'm not sure what the base is.
It's an interest, if that helps.
Yeah.
Interest. Yeah, so then James, give me... What's your moxie? Your full moxie score.
Okay.
The full moxie?
6.
I've never seen that move.
All right, so what's your INIT? All right, so you know what? Do Moxie times 10 okay. plus your INIT. A okay. little bit of initiative, a little bit of luck for poker.
Awesome.
And
I have the skill.
Yeah, so you can just roll your
47 out of 65.
46 out of 80.
All right. What are you? I mean, again, these are small stakes games. It's probably 50 credits.
Yeah,
per hand.
Yeah. That's fine.
So, how many hands do you want to play?
How many people are at the table?
There's 4 at each.
Okay.
Right. So 5 total.
Yeah, about 4 or 5 games.
All right. Yeah. You can give me a roll for each game.
All right, Alex. Can
you
make
roll first?
Can I make the same gambling roll that James did to accidentally come up with a cool game while I'm trying to milk these guys?
Sure.
60 out of 65.
65 out of 65. 2. 90. All right. 62
out of 65.
That's more than enough.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so you win 4, lose 1, James.
Okay.
29. 85. So that one doesn't count.
Right.
32.
34. Right, that's fine.
And 55 on the last one.
Well, that was the 6 games.
Darn
it. Count,
so. I played 6 games.
All right. So you each get, that's 200 per game. So that's times 5 games.
That's 10. That's 2, 4. That's 1,000.
Yeah, that's 1,000 minus 50 because you lost a game.
Right. So that's 950.
950 each, yes.
I did not succeed in trying to create a cool game.
Yeah, you don't remember anything you said, Ed.
That's fine.
What was the girl? I was the drug dealer from...
Carmen Lubana.
The one I set up with the...
Carmen Lubana.
What was it? There was some...
I'm pretty sure it was Carmen Lubana.
All right, probably
check later.
Alex, there was a great joke on Family Guy from last week. And Peter's sitting down, and the TV just goes, "Welcome back to this week's Breaking Bad." And just, "Breaking Bad is the greatest show on television." And then, like, Peter's eyes go wide like he's being hypnotized. "You will recommend Breaking Bad to all of your friends."
I would like to send her a message to hit on her.
All right.
And then I would also like to make use one of my other identity to... blog about the government. Like,
all right, so give me persuasion checks for both of them.
All right.
James and Derek, though, you are getting stink eyes.
Well, sure.
Now, both of you give me perception at minus 50.
Okay.
Okay. That puts minus me at 50. 0, by the way.
So roll. You have to roll a crit, then.
I got 67.
Not
hey.
A crit, 40.
Wait, how would he roll a crit if he's at 0?
Anywhere it went.
Oh, wait, I found it.
Okay. I can't use my 90, because it's a pheromone. Right. 67 or 40.
Four.
I got 14. 67. That's not a crit.
That's not a crit.
Yeah.
Okay. However, 22 40. Is.
No,
that's... Like an email?
Oh, yeah.
All right, you send it. It's pretty good. And you have a pretty good blog post.
Two would be a crit, right?
So, James, you didn't get it?
No, I got a 14.
All right. Derek, did you?
I created 22.
Okay. While you're playing with these guys, there's mumbling. They're mumbling and grumbling to each other. And you notice sometimes when they talk, you could almost see, like, a glint in their mouth. Like something's reflecting off their tongue.
That doesn't sound like good news. Too bad. At least
I noticed
that.
Minus 50?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's 69, but I still fail.
I send it to them, that bit of information, going, take a look in their mouth when they talk.
Well, your guys are gone.
I'm sure there's other people in the...
Yeah, I mean, you start watching, and yeah, every once in a while someone talks, and they have their head the right way, and the light hits, and there's like a reflection off something in their mouth.
I guess now, I guess, like, the doc would maybe know something about that?
Yeah, can I make a...
You don't have to roll medicine. Fuck if you know.
Okay.
There's nothing you know of that's going to make someone's tongue reflective.
Saliva?
Well, I also have biosculpting. Is there any sort of, like...
It's a good answer.
I should mention...
There's no real benefit to making your tongue metallic. I mean...
Well, is there any... But, I mean, is there any sort of, like, maybe aesthetic? That's a one.
Okay. I mean, it could be a piercing or something. But it seems odd to you that... Because you've seen it more than one person.
Uh-huh. Why would everybody have the same piercing?
It's. I mean, there's no real thing going around now where someone's tongue is reflective. It doesn't really serve any...
Got the old mirror tongue.
Mm. Yeah.
Can I make a kinesics check to try to, like...
Makes dentistry much easier.
Pick up on their...
You don't need the little mirror.
Like, they're, just you said they're grumbly and they're...
Yeah, so give me a kinesics check.
That is an not a that is an 85 out of 55. These are terrible dice, Will. Could I have another set?
You don't. They're probably
the new set.
You've also been stealing the cards tonight.
Right.
That's what you would. That's I mean.
Okay.
You've been fleecing them all night.
They're all Chessex dice, so.
Yeah, about. I mean, once you guys start noticing this and you play your games, they also do the same thing as that. Oh. Got a early shift tomorrow.
Well, it was nice hanging out with you.
I'm going to use my deception and go up and be like, hey, you got the old silver tongue thing going on. No, I'm not going to.
I know all about that.
All right, so you got, mess is emptying out.
All right.
I guess it's time to count our winnings and go to bed.
Okay. Are you guys going to ask them about that? I mean, like...
I kind of feel like Elise would kind of blurt that out. Like, what's going on with your tongue there?
You could
go for it.
Yeah. Might as well just put it out there.
Yeah. So I guess as they're all, like, getting ready, she just kind of blurts it out.
I can't help but notice.
Why is your guys' tongues all shiny? Is it something in the mind?
They all stop and turn around and look at you.
Oh, God. No, don't mind me. Just...
Go so, initiative rolls.
Oh, no! What do I roll again? One?
You roll 1d10 and add your IMIT score.
Okay. So that is 18.
He baited you.
Yeah.
That's fine.
14.
What a... This is the... The only thing can make this group worse than combat would be adding Gavin to this right
James,
now.
14.
Yeah.
Derek?
18.
18. I'm going to say... Well, you were playing with 4, so there's 8 of them.
Yes.
Okay. So...
We're dead.
Question.
There's
they're
no
going
guns.
At, they're going at 13.
Are my shock gloves on? Or
Yeah, you could be wearing shock gloves.
Okay.
You know, at least you could have stayed in bed and had some love with me, but nope.
So there's no... Atmosphere, obviously.
At least there's where you might fall asleep.
Oh, it's all in pressure.
She needs to have excitement.
It's in pressure.
No, I'll cut you some. There's 6 of them. 2 of them left before you said that.
Okay.
All right, so wait, we're in pressure?
Yes, there's air. There's no gravity.
Okay, am I still wearing my back suit?
Yeah, you could be.
All right. Well,
I mean, you wouldn't have the helmet on.
No. I have a gun stashed. I've keister stashed my gun.
Wait, you had what?
No, I had one gun in a fush pocket, but I can't get through a vac suit.
It's up to you whether or not you're wearing your vac suit.
I'm just trying to think.
Well, I mean, like, you're in pressure, so you can probably, like, unzip it and grab your gun.
All right, then I'll...
What are they doing?
They're going at 13. They're all leaping at you. They're coming for you.
All right.
All right. I'm not gonna start bringing guns yet. They're not bringing guns to the party, so we'll just fight them a bit and see what happens.
Anyone who touches me, I'm gonna zap them because I got.
I'm gonna write it on the back of the sheet that I need.
You need a card?
No, I mean I have the paper. I just wrote it on the back of the sheet that has their stats on it.
It is freight time, baby. I have a good score. I'm also a pissed off chimpanzee.
Fried man segue.
Alright, so Derek, what are you doing?
Are you
going
your
first?
Derek
and Ed are both on the team.
They're coming at us.
Yeah, they're just sort of leaping at. I mean, it's
a pissed off chimpanzee.
I will respond in kind.
You just leap at them?
Well, I hear what I'm going to do. I'm going to stay my action and prep myself to see what they're going to do. You know, they're leaping at us. So
okay, so you're gonna hold off until they do something.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, you can hold your action.
I'm pretty much doing the same thing. If they touch me, I'm gonna shock them.
Okay. And James,
I'm gonna, when they get close to me, I'm just gonna grab them and then shock them as they come up to me.
Okay. It seems like there's two going for each of you.
All right.
They're gonna try to grab you.
I'm gonna try and grab them. I mean,
right, well, you can only grab. I mean, it's gonna be a penalty if you try to grab both of them.
I don't need to grab nobody. It's under my skin.
So. Right. So, all right, so Ed, I wrote down last.
Is this fray or unarmed combat?
Well, what are you trying to do? Are you getting out of the way or grabbing them?
Me?
No, Derek.
Me. in zero G, like, punching doesn't do much good.
Well, you can still punch them.
You just need to get leverage
right.
from something.
Oh, the damage is the...
Yeah, you wrote it down, right?
Yeah,
made you
write it down.
1d10 plus
the damage.
Well, you have to make a test to see if you get knocked, if you get shocked.
No, well, if I was touching them, I would have to make an unarmed check, but because I'm not touching them.
No, not you, but I mean, they have to make a check right. to see if they get stunned.
Stunned?
You stunned it just as soon as you wake up.
Because you're stunning.
Oh.
I don't remember what the damage is. Do you have it written down?
I ping the rest of the group real fast and go, hey guys, sorry, she's about to hit the fan.
Okay. They had one job.
God damn it.
So yeah, it's 1d10 plus 1.
Yeah.
I'm not going to help you because I suck at fighting.
We got silver.
Right, I get that hang look at each other.
You have to make a durability
we got strange silver colors in this hall. That's all I'm going to say about that.
To see if they get knocked out.
Right. I mean, they still get damaged.
They get damaged, but it's conceivable I could just completely knock them out.
Yes. All right.
That would definitely be our reaction.
We will start with Ed.
So
they had first one. You don't have to roll anything.
Message.
Right. Well, 9 for damage. 9 plus 1, 10 for damage.
Something bad was going to happen to us.
Face,
going out.
Meet palm.
So I knew it was going to happen. So something was going to happen.
And then they just sort of pass out and float there. James, you're shocking one of them?
Yep.
All right. Easy on the friends.
Two out of 55.
My body armor! I bent my
knee. Yeah, he failed, so... you do not knock him out, though, so roll for damage.
Okay.
They also get 10 damage, the two guys.
Yeah.
On my original sheet, my vest is chameleon coated. My armored vest is chameleon coated, and it's offensive.
What?
I have offensive armor. Is that shock armor? What is offensive armor?
Yeah, that's what that was. I have it too.
I think it means that it acts as shock gloves if people touch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can vest. Like.
So then I'll let them come on in then.
So we're all just conduits.
Yeah. If that's how it works, I never.
Yeah, it should say.
That would be great if this battle.
I haven't been in a lot of combat,
just
hand to hand in this game.
The six guys leap at us and are immediately electrocuted.
Yeah, but that's if they grab your vest.
Okay,
yeah. Which you have a back suit over.
Right, so it won't work.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna assume I'm near the ground since we were playing cards. Yeah. So I'm going to, as one approaches, I'm going to launch at, you know, punch
right.
using the ground as
all right,
as
so
leverage.
James, what'd you roll for damage?
4.
4. Okay. Has to make an arm check. He fails, so he goes sailing past you. The other one does not. So one of them grabs your arm and is holding it behind you, James.
Okay.
Derek, so you're trying to punch one of them as they come up?
Yes.
All right, so unarmed combat.
Okay, unarmed combat. That is a 47 out of 50.
All right, you beat his check, so roll for damage.
All right, that is a 1d10 plus 2. That is a 9 plus 2 and 11.
All right. And the other one... does not grab you. All right. So, speed 2.
That would be me.
What are you going to do?
I will deliver another punch.
To the same one?
To the same one.
All right.
Since he's in my range.
Did you get Neurochem, James?
I don't remember. I know I have like a bunch of things that I wrote down that he gave me.
What the hell is wrong with Will?
Oh, no, you bought...
Oh.
You got
oh, the multitasking.
You have a black hole.
Okay. I knew. I had something. I just didn't remember what it was.
It's just a black hole.
Because the other guy, the other guy kind of missed me, so he'll have an opportunity to turn around and grab me.
Well, he didn't. He didn't critically fail.
Okay, he just missed. Okay, he's done. Is it possible to? This is just without being too crazy here. Is it possible to use the guy who I hit for leverage and kick the other guy?
Wait, you mean like lean on the guy?
Yeah, well, yeah. Like if I punch, grab, and push and kick, use the guy as leverage.
It's not going to give you a lot of leverage because you're still in. He's going to move when you push against him.
Right. Okay.
I mean, you can't kicking someone front on isn't going to hurt as much if you roundhouse them.
Right.
It's still going
to
hurt.
Right. Okay. Well, that's the thing. Is the ambidexterity is going to allow me to hit the same with my hands or my feet. So you know.
I mean, you can just punch him with your foot.
Yeah, I'll just do that then. That's fine.
The other guy?
Yeah, because you figure I hit this guy, he's coming in, right. And I'll hit him with my foot.
All right,
that's awesome. You are literally kick-punching someone.
Community. David actually does do that, because his foot is like a...
a kick-punches.
44 out of 50.
All right, roll for damage.
Kick-puncher. Punch kicker.
That would be another 9, and 2 is another 11.
All right.
Well, it didn't take us long to fuck this up.
We didn't fucking.
We played
a game.
Screw up the thing.
She noticed some silver in her mouth and had a big mouth and opened it and said, "Hey, what's the silver doing in your mouth?"
Who knew that was going to lead to?
All right, we're not him. We're not. You know.
That's true.
All right, Ed and Derek. What do you
doing? I have a figurative.
I'm going to continue fighting because
I'm going to leap. I'm going to tackle the guy who has Elise's arm.
Okay.
And go, get off my woman!
you're gonna shout? Like,
yeah.
Okay. James, what are you doing?
Well, I was going to turn around and put my hand on the guy's face that has me, my free hand, but how far away is the guy that doesn't have me?
I mean, you can grab his leg if you wanted to.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, so Ed, give me a free fall check.
Now you don't get to do it.
I was all of his women.
18 out of 45.
Okay. James, give me a durability plus energy armor check because electricity conducts.
Yes, it does.
Ed, roll for damage. You don't knock the guy out. It's your current durability plus your energy armor rating.
That is 10. 9 plus 1.
Where the frack is my dur? Oh, there it is.
Womp womp.
Womp womp womp. 46 out of 42.
All right, James, you're unconscious.
Oh.
Sorry, James.
It's okay.
And the guy who grabs you is not.
Okay. So now I'm.
But I gave him 10 damage.
You did. He's not unconscious. He's still holding on to James. So Derek, which one are you attacking?
I'm gonna punch the first guy.
Okay.
The guy, yeah.
Unarmed combat?
Yes. What? Jesus.
Wait, actually.
What?
If shock gloves can power machines by touch, wouldn't that mean that I can direct the current? Because otherwise, if I touched a machine, it would go throughout, like, the whole ship.
You could. You decide whether or not you want to turn it on.
Right, but
I refuse to let my pencil be used in that way. Well,
if I
my pencil back.
If the shock gloves are precise enough that you can touch a machine and just turn the machine.
No, I got it.
Well, I think you would probably have to touch some kind of lead.
Yeah, you'd have to touch something.
I got a pencil. Use the pencil. Yeah, I got my own.
Like, you can't just touch a machine and turn it on.
Just pick up the power cord.
It says.
Yeah, it can be used to power machines.
And can power machines by touch.
But Ed,
touching something that powers them.
If you like. Put your hands on a computer monitor and try to jolt power through it. It's just gonna melt the monitor.
Okay.
If you picked up the plug or stuck your fingers in the power socket in the power source,
that would work.
You would have to know. Yeah, you would finger a computer.
That's what'd you roll there?
I rolled a 74, but I'm going to mock it to make it a 47.
Yeah. All right. Ooh, that beats his 41 frag. So, roll for damage.
Does that feel good?
That's a 12 total?
Done.
Okay.
Yeah, Gavin didn't know she was a woman. He wasn't there last time.
All right, so James, the one who has you, since you can't do anything...
He's going to drag me off.
Yeah, he's going to start... He has you, and he's going to start leaving.
I'm on his back.
Okay, that's a good point. He's going to punch you in the face. You can let go of James, since James isn't going anywhere. And the other one that just flew by James is now going to attack you.
Okay.
I dropped my die. Give me a second. Oh, God. Yep. Oh, God. Oh, me. There it is. Derek?
Yeah?
Those two guys are getting tired of being punched by you.
Okay.
So they're going to punch you back.
That's fair.
We want a turn.
Pretty much. So we will
play this game.
Give me a check. Unless you want to just get punched in the face.
You know what? I want to hold on to this guy. So I'm going to take it.
Okay. He punches you in the face.
I'm going to break your beak, you dirty mug. Beak, fuck you.
All right, Ed, what's your kinetic? Well, you're not wearing a helmet, though, so you take 3 damage.
3?
Yes.
Ow, my face!
Punches you in the face. Oh, you could have healed your damage from the last game, Ed.
Okay.
You're in the healing bat.
Fuck your beak.
Matthew estimates.
Gross, Billy. That's just inappropriate.
All right, roll for your heel wear damage.
Shut up.
What? Children are listening.
Damage. Oh, because he punched me again.
Because we care about our future.
That is 4.
4? All right, James, take another 4 damage.
Yay!
He said he let go of him.
Yeah,
Never mind.
Said he let go.
Okay.
All right, and he is unconscious.
Yes. Can I try to wake myself up?
No.
Please?
Whatever you do, Ed, don't walk over to James and go, "Hey, wake up!"
It's a minimum of 3 turns.
Okay.
That you're incapacitated.
All right.
All right, so Dalton...
Yeah.
Give me a freight check.
Can do. That's a 43.
All right, the first one misses. Give me another freight check.
First one taken out.
That is an 18.
A second one rolled the same thing and also misses. All right, so speed 2.
That's me again. I will fist kick or whatever. What did you
fist
say?
Kick the other one?
Fist kick the second guy. Fist punch. Yeah.
Kick punch. Charlie in the head.
Twist it.
That would be a 40.
Pull it.
All right, you beat him. Roll for damage.
This die is rolling a lot of 4s, which is beneficial in this situation.
Pop it.
Only 9 points of damage this time.
Oh, man.
These guys didn't know what they were getting into when they started a fist fight.
All
right. He has 4 fists.
He's unconscious.
Does he fist you with all
those first
four?
Two are going to be coming back soon. Ed and Derek, what do you... So
basically,
Derek, you got the two guys who are still going to beat you up.
Yes.
And there's the one guy, Ed, who is now... Oh, he forgot to punch you. I'm sorry. Are you just going to let that guy punch you in the face, too?
The picture in my head right now is that, is that Dalton
actually,
has got
no,
one guy...
Actually, no, I'll dodge that guy.
One guy held with his hand going like this, and the other guy held with his foot going like this.
That is 45 out of 60.
All right, he misses. So
okay.
He
basically what's going on right now.
Yeah. All right, so, Ed, that guy is coming after you. Actually, no, that guy is ignoring you, and he's going to grab James and go.
Okay.
And Derek, you still have two guys who are pretty intent on beating.
It's up to him to stop that guy. My hands are tied right now.
So there's one guy in front of you, one guy behind you, Derek.
Right.
The one in front of you is punching you. The one behind you is pulling a gun.
Okay.
The guy who's trying to take Elise, I'm going to try to knock him out.
Okay. So Ed, give me an unarmed check.
Is this a new round?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if he pulls the gun in this round, he can't use it till next round.
Wait, he's taking the turn to pull that.
Right, okay.
Well, can I do it? Can I free fall? Because the last guy I tackled as a
free fall. He's not far enough away to be free fall yet.
I'm going to fail it. I'm just going to use a moxie then.
Okay. Yeah, you grab him. Roll. He has to make his check. He does not pass out.
Okay.
Roll for damage. This
game. That's 2.
2. Yeah, so now you can take 2 damage.
Oh.
But this other guy didn't grab him yet.
He did.
Yeah.
He grabbed him and started to walk away.
Him and going.
Yes.
Right, but I go before him.
True. All right, so James, you don't take that.
Oh, look at that.
So now...
Power metagaming on that one.
Well, I wouldn't have attacked him if...
All right, James, he grabs you and starts to vamoose.
Right. Ed Kress, rules attorney.
Derek?
All right, I need a picture here so I know what I can do. Okay, so I have a guy in front of me that I'm punching. I'm not holding him, I'm just punching him.
You're imagine yourself laying flat.
Uh-huh.
You're punching one guy in
right.
front of you.
And kicking the other guy.
Guy behind.
Right.
It's just it's like him swimming in the air.
Right, yeah, kind of. I only don't paddle.
I don't swim.
So, all right. So I'm just trying to think what the best move... Like, what I'd like to try to do is...
Throw the
punch, yeah, right. Get a hold of the guy in front of me and get him between me and the guy with the gun.
You could conceivably grab him and, like, slide him under you at the guy and, like, throw
okay,
him.
Right. I would like to try to do that.
All right, so that's going to be an unarmed check.
Okay. A 23.
All right, he critically failed his prey. So you grab him and throw him.
Hike!
I don't know damage. What's your... just give me 1d10 plus your damage bonus.
For unarmed combat, or...?
Yeah, your damage bonus at the top. Probably it's your SOM divided by 10.
Hold on, I'll find it.
Throw him right in the dock ski last.
Yeah, it's DB. It's
DB.
All the way
oh, down. DB. Okay, yeah, it's the same. That's fine. That's why I'm... That's why I am what I am. That would be a 10 plus 2 is 12.
All right, you knock both of them out. you just kind of grab one and throw him right at the other one.
Oh, what the...
I take his fucking gun, too.
He tries to pull it out yet.
What? I'm... All right, I'll...
You're going to have to take the next turn.
All right, that's fine.
All right, so... All right,
well, speed, I got speed, too.
Fucking bad guys should have started playing rackety right, sacks before they started the fight.
Fine.
All right, next round. Those first two guys you shot dead are waking up.
I thought you said it was a minimum of 3 rounds.
Yeah, this is the 4th round. You shocked him in the first one.
Right, so he should be... I shocked him in the first one, so then he should have 3 rounds of being out.
Is this the 4th round or the 5th round?
It's the 4th round.
Yeah, this is the 4th round.
All right, so he should be out. All right, so
the guy... I have a medium kinetic pistol.
Running away with Elise. He's the only one left conscious.
How long until he gets away?
By the end of this turn, he'll be out of the room.
Okay.
I mean, you didn't really go very far.
Right, but I can see that Dalton's free, so Dalton should be able to take out the guy who's trying to take Elise, right?
If you tell him.
All right, so I'm going to say, Dalton, get him! And then I'm going to reach down and I'm going
to... I just happen to
pick up
a gun.
The guy who's knocked out next to me, mm-hmm. I want to just put my hand on his heart.
I don't even care if you shoot me as long as you let go of me.
Oh, don't worry.
Okay.
Like, basically, yes. Can I do it as, like a medicine check? To like,
because
presumably, like, basically, I want to be a defibrillate him to death.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's going to be a medicine check.
You want to give him a coup de grace?
With your medical knowledge? Yeah, I'm just going to use my medical knowledge. I got 53 out of 70.
All right, yeah, you...
What happened to the Hippocratic Oath, Ed?
He doesn't believe in
that.
Ed took the Hippocratic Oath.
Dalton.
I see... Okay, so I hear that. I look, I see the guy trying to take Elise out of here.
He's like got her, he's got her, and he's
okay.
floating out.
I happened to pick up a kinetic pistol.
Yes, you did. You going to shoot him with it?
Indeed I am.
All right, so give him a shot. Minus 10 to not hit Elise.
Okay.
I don't even care if he hit me.
No, that's
make
all right.
Make sure he lets me go.
Okay. No problem. That would be a 68 out of 70.
He can't even dodge that. So roll for damage.
It's going to be
now. What
a
what is the damage on a standard kinetic pistol?
It's 2d10 plus 2.
Okay, so just like my okay, my, so that's what I have. That's what I have. Okay.
It's loud.
No problem.
Well, I'm okay, guys. You're on your own.
So that's ones. 4, 6. That's 8 altogether.
8.
Yes.
Okay.
This whole time, like, oh no, you Dr. Guy's. Oh, I'm worried that we might.
You all right, you
don't
shoot him.
But out of here quick.
He keeps going.
And don't cause any trouble.
He's going
to cause trouble. Just don't cause any trouble.
Hey, Doc never said it wouldn't be his fault.
you did hurt him, obviously. He kind of rolls this turn instead of going forward.
Okay.
Ed, give me a... Oh, speed 2?
No, I'll take another shot.
All right, roll it.
That's a 65.
You hit him.
And that is a lot. That's 14.
14?
Yeah.
Blew his head off.
Okay.
You know, Gavin is a competent con artist. He just, people around him don't.
All right. He's not dead.
That's all right.
He's definitely bleeding, though.
I'm just picturing what Lucas and Amir are doing right now.
Do we go?
They got themselves into a fire. They got themselves into a fist fight. Do we want to go down there and bail them out?
You don't know they're in a fist fight.
No.
I just said that we've got some trouble.
Yeah, they got
there.
Some trouble.
That's, all right, so I didn't tell them what I was going on.
Everyone who's up in your rooms, give me a perception check at minus 30.
What were you going to ask me to do?
One sec.
No. Oh, wait, 18! Actually, yes.
And a 20! Yes.
No, I don't.
18 out of 20.
Minus 30?
Yeah.
I got 16 out of... 30 minus 25?
Alright, so Will, Ryan, and Meyer, you hear gunshots.
No, so that's what I was going to say. They got themselves into a fist fight. You want to go down and help them?
It was a firefight!
Okay.
We got to get out of here. What trouble could they possibly have gotten into?
Oh, God.
We should go.
Alright, so Ed, next turn, those guys are waking up. Ed, give me a perception check. Minus 20, because you're kind of in the middle of shit.
That is one out of 45.
Okay, something moving in the guy's mouth that you just killed.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
And those other two guys, they're coming too, and they're coming for you.
That means I should wake up next round.
Next round, yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
Derek, what are you doing? That guy, he's still... dragging...
He's still dragging.
Shoot him in the face.
Well, what are the odds of making a leap through, attempt to free fall and shoot at the same time?
One of them would be at a penalty, probably the shooting.
Right, okay.
Well, you could use one of your actions to free fall and one to leap, couldn't you?
Right.
But he's going at speed one, so you'd have to hope that your free fall makes it, otherwise he's going to, turn a corner.
So I'll just take another shot. I've already done two.
Right, so take the shot.
Nothing closes the gap faster than a bullet, so...
What do I see moving in his mouth?
Got five little friends.
You
don't run faster.
See something. You'd have to stop and look at it.
Okay.
There's something reflective moving in his mouth. That's all you see.
What does it look like? It's moving to? Is it like?
It's just moving.
Okay.
You see it out of the corner of your eye. You're in the middle of combat. Like I said, if you want to take your turn to look, you can. But those two guys are coming for you now.
Okay. I'll deal with that later, I think. But I am going to move out of the way because I'm concerned.
You're going to move away from the body?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you do? Those two guys, they're not leaping at you. They've learned their lesson. They are pulling guns.
I'm going to take out, I guess I'm going to take, now that the guns have been fired, I'm going to take out my particle beam bolter and take a shot at
One.
No, you're going to have to take a turn to take it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's in your skin pocket, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have to take it.
So I'm going
to... They're going to spend a turn taking their guns out as well.
As I'm reaching into my skin pocket... since I'm reaching in and I'm just moving away, can I look at what's...
Yeah. Give me a perception check. Actually, but you don't have to roll perception. I mean, you know what you're looking for.
Got a 4 anyway.
You see, as you're pulling your gun out, the guy's mouth comes open, and what looks like this thick... chitinous millipede almost starts to crawl out of his mouth. And
That's freaking gross.
Give me a stress test.
Jesus Christ!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Stress is multiple times three.
Three of him.
Amazing. That's 68. I failed. 68 out of 45.
Alright, so. And take 3 stress.
Let's feel like it goes, I've never seen anything like this before in my life.
We gotta defeat the millipede, Charlie. It was something when we were playing the
Wii. Fourth Charlie Unicorn.
I believe.
Because Ed, this thing just kind of
hit my trauma threshold.
You hit your trauma threshold.
Yes.
On your first press.
I was playing Plinko and I was failing it.
Here's a question I have.
I'm gonna blow up.
Do you take stress and wounds when you get that amount of damage and stress at once, or is it just when every time you hit your?
It's every time you hit it.
Okay. When you hit it
accumulates.
Okay, so it's if you hit it, not if you surpass it.
Yeah, it's when hit it. When you hit it.
I think it was marrow related. While you
I was playing Plinko and I was failing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Let's take a look at some fun things. So, hey, you have my defense to all your
I told
actions.
Alice about that. She laughed her head
okay,
off.
Okay, why?
Because you have a trauma.
Right, but what is it? Like, what's
That's what I'm... it would be a disorientation.
Processing.
Jesus.
Processing.
All right, so, Ed, it becomes a good time pretext.
That is 59 out of 45. That's a failure.
All right, so you get a derangement.
Zero G nausea.
It's only temporary. But, though, right?
Yeah, no, this is like until the combat's over, pretty much.
Because that was totally the bus.
It's something
oh,
minor.
Yes.
Nausea is one of them. But no, I'm not gonna give you that.
Because it would be Chris.
Mm-hmm. I got a joke for you when this is over.
Ooh. Mm. You could probably tell the joke.
It means it's probably a all good right, joke.
So Ed, this well, really freaks you out. Time. So you have avoidance.
Okay.
You are psychologically incapable of dealing with the source of your stress, which is the worm thing.
Oh, boy.
So you avoid it, even covering your ears, curling up in a ball, or shutting off your sensors if you have.
I have an irrational fear of tongue millipedes.
That's not an irrational fear.
It's not very irrational.
That's fine.
At least.
Yeah, but Ed, you want to put as much distance between that thing and yourself.
Okay. Isn't he a bird? That seems very yes. rational, actually.
Are you about to...
Doesn't he like bugs?
Not the bugs.
Not metal bugs that live in your skin.
Yeah. Like worms and like...
Yeah, usually
yeah,
worms...
Yeah, that doesn't look very
beetles.
Tasty.
Yet. Usually worms die when you eat them. These crawl out of your mouth when you die, Will.
Aye.
Perfect.
All right, so Dalton, aye. You're shooting at him?
Yeah.
All right, so weapons.
65.
All right. Yeah, you hit him. Roll it.
Kill him.
Never look at things in eclipse phase.
13.
Alright, yeah, you kill him.
Thank you, Jesus. And I wake up after this.
Well, he lets go, but he still has a little forward momentum. So Elise just kind of flips out the door.
So there's only two guys left.
Yes. And they're both drawing their guns at you. So speed two.
Can I possibly turn and shoot one of the other guys?
Sure.
Is it still at minus 10?
Derek, you're an awesome gunslinging monkey. You can do anything.
All I have to say, just out of game for one moment, I'm proving what I can do in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That's why we have
That's why I've been put in this game. Not for running around and hiding with someone I'm not. That doesn't
Derek,
work for
we
me.
We actually got into a gambling...
Exactly! That's what I'm here to share.
Nuclear warheads.
37.
All right, roll for damage.
This exact 37 is exactly what Derek has made for.
I've been waiting so long for somebody to get a 37. So
37. 17.
37
dicks. Well, that's 2d10 plus 2.
Christ.
Was that him?
All right. I heard that story. So, all right, so now these guys are... Well, the one you just shot is going to shoot at you, Derek.
Okay.
The other one's going to shoot at you. It's a new round. Elise, you wake up. You're in the hallway. You're about to go floating over the edge of the platform by one of the ropes.
Okay.
So what are you guys doing?
I'm going to shoot the guy who's shooting me.
Okay. Derek.
I've already declared my action.
James?
I speak with Smith and Wesson.
I'm going to try and regain balance and try and get back into the fight.
Okay, so...
Or at least
Ed?
Figure out what the hell you are right now.
Yeah, it's like I woke
beam
up
weapons.
And I'm floating. So
yeah,
beam weapons.
39 out of 60.
All right, you failed his phrase. So roll for damage.
I remember some guy grabbing me and then passing out because of...
16 AP minus 2.
Me. I was grabbing
okay.
a bit.
He goes, ow. Dalton?
I roll it. 23.
He failed his friend.
Jesus! I thought for sure that one wasn't going to work. That was 10 total.
Yep, alright, he's dead. Alright, James, give me a free fall.
I have to say, I have never more wished that we could actually see this fight. Because I want to see a fucking monkey
punch, beat up two guys with his feet.
Beat up one guy with his foot.
Right.
But you're hitting somebody up in the front and the back at the same time, and then threw them into each other,
and then
backflipped, grabbed the gun, and ba-doom.
All right, so Ed, give me a fright check because this other guy shoots at you.
What about me?
That is
you got 13 out of
50.
Yeah, you grab the rope before you go over the lip and reorient yourself.
Okay,
72 out of 60. I failed.
Okay.
All I know is it's quite happy now. He didn't.
Damien slept through the whole thing.
All right. This round, Will, James, and Meyer. Will, Ryan, and Meyer. You guys hear gunshots. Yeah. What do you want to do?
I'm going to say we're going.
Okay.
I'm just going to head to my door and see if anyone comes out, and then I'll see what they want me to do.
You see Myron, Ryan and Will come out.
I'll ask them what they what you want me to do.
Stay here, sir. We'll check it out.
Nope. There's no one else around.
Here. It doesn't matter. You're still a persona.
You're not actually my bodyguard.
Yeah, stay here. We'll check it out.
All right, so you guys, take the turn.
Amir's a method actor.
I'll send him a message over the mesh. That way, okay. I can move. And I'm also going to include wake up Damien.
Okay. So you're going to go wake up Damien?
No.
For some reason, I feel those are famous last words.
This is a good diet. This is a good plan.
Right. Well, you should consider this, Meyer. He's the one who knows how to defend himself out of the two of you.
But
there's only
I have a beam weapon though.
Yeah, but consider this. Damien's going to defend himself, not you.
Right.
I'm just gonna stay by my door and see if anyone else comes by.
And again, you're not the monkey or the crow, so he won't purposely put you in danger either.
That's true.
All right, so speed two, Derek. There's one guy left.
The other one. I pretty much have all the targets locked. It's just put it in the right direction.
What, roll it.
76.
Oh, he actually passed his frame.
Oh!
So, roll for damage.
With handguns, I roll on a 90, so...
Yeah.
That would be... that's 6 and 1, 7, 8, 9.
He's dead. All right. So now, James... you're popping back to the room, James?
Yeah.
All right, so James and Derek, give me perception checks.
I'm just going to tell them, look for bugs coming out of their mouth.
Okay.
You guys don't have to make perception checks.
I failed.
I actually rolled an 18. I actually did it. Fox
points it out for you.
All right.
As you look, the dead guys, their jaws start to open, and chitinous metallic worms start to wriggle out. So give me a stress test.
Am I still deranged?
What, that is stressed again? I'm sorry.
Will times three.
Will times
three. You're still pretty freaked out by this. It'll wear off soon, but you still want to be as far
35.
Away.
30 out of 45.
All right, you guys don't take any stress from this, but...
Grab one! What? Somebody grab one!
Can I use my muse
They start, to, like, screeching a little.
It's like, can I use my muse to research Titans to see if this is Titans? Because it has interest in Titans.
Yeah, sure.
Because if he's freaking out about it, that means it's
Titan,
not...
Titanus millipedes? It's possible.
I gotta use my moxie to
flip that around
to make it 18 out of 40 instead of 81.
Are they life forms or are they machines?
You can't really tell. James, your muse pretty much says. Well, what's your muse like? What's your muse?
It's like that paperclip that pops up. And you're kind of just like, yeah.
Hey, I see you want to research something about Titans. Can I help?
That's exactly how it is.
Wow, sorry, but I don't know anything about this.
All right.
Yeah, it fuck if it knows.
Ed just says this.
Do you need anything else?
No, I can't.
Can you print 10 copies of this document? Sure I can.
James,
did you know you can click and save? Try any clip art to work.
The worms are starting to crawl out of their mouths.
I am heading for the door.
Yep, I'm not staying in this room.
Okay.
Remember those clippy
Can I grab one of the little bugs?
Give me a will times three.
Yeah, it looks like you're writing a letter.
I would suggest
They're not little, Ed. They're like a foot and a half long.
It was 45 out of 45.
Shoot.
Okay,
that.
Yeah, you, I mean, if you want, your trauma's over.
Okay.
So you can grab one if you want to.
I would. For some reason, touching them does not seem like a good idea. Kill it first.
Well, can I grab it?
You could try.
All right, I'm going to do that.
All right, so give me an unarmed combat.
Just don't let it crawl in your mouth.
Because I don't want to have to shoot you.
I wouldn't mind shooting him, actually.
Failed unarmed combat.
Okay, so you reach for it and miss, and it goes onto your arm.
Oh, God damn it.
Well, if it's on my arm, I'm just going to
shock it.
If it's touching me, I'm going to shock it.
All right, so give me a...
I have a feeling it's like when Thor electrocuted Iron Man?
That's a 9. 9 plus 1, 10.
Okay. It goes... And sort of, like, smoke comes off of it.
Okay.
And it just sort of... You can give...
I'm gonna, as I'm leaving the room, I'm gonna take out my toolkit and open like a little
specimen jar.
And
you don't have a specimen jar, but like these are little. Like it's a foot and a half long and like 2 inches wide.
Okay.
Yeah. You're gonna put it in like a specimen bag, but I don't think you have one of those.
Yeah, I mean you don't have anything on you to store this in.
Okay.
You can just grab it.
Yeah, I'll just hold
walk
it.
Walk around with a.
Let's go find Fred. What the fuck is this?
I'm not going to put in my skin pockets. That would be a terrible idea. That would probably be a pretty bad idea.
This is how you deal with us beating your guys in cars? What the fuck is this?
Has everybody seen this shit?
So you're just going to take it and run?
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. James, Derek, and Ed,
yes.
Where are you going?
Back to the...
Yeah. Towards the door, towards the rooms. Back to your
room.
Yeah.
All right. And you guys are heading down to them?
Yes.
All right, so I'll say you run into each other.
Before you say anything else, we didn't start this shit. I'm telling you right now. Wasn't us this time.
Okay.
They started it.
Oh, what the fuck is that?
That's what I intend to find
out. Stress test. No, they didn't. They didn't see it come out of their mouth.
It's a weird bug, but it's yes.
Let me just tell you something.
This gives new definition to silver tongue devil, okay? That's why I'm going to tell you that right now.
God presses Y. Meyer.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Gavin contemplates. There's the pros and cons of waking up Damien in his head. And he decides.
Looks like he was the only one that had fun last night.
Sure, he's going to wake up Damien.
Yay!
Alright, so you go over and knock on Damien's door.
Yep.
Give me. Are you sleeping, Chris?
Yes.
All right. So give me perception minus 30.
Can I just perception minus 30. Is the door locked?
Is the door locked, Chris?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Damien. You awake, Damien?
See, 31. Yes. He's not even happy.
I'll wake up for that.
Damien,
yeah, you hear Gavin.
Damien,
your door.
Room service.
What do you want?
Room service. No.
No.
You want room service.
You ain't gonna get it. We know where he gets this a big fucking bug. You want some of those?
I think some of the gates have sort of fight this gunfire, and Lucas told me to wake you up.
Okay.
In case there's trouble.
Whoa. Well, then we better hide in one of these rooms.
That sounds like a good plan to me.
Get in.
All
right. And then we'll close and lock the door again.
Okay. Are you guys going to hide, or are you just in the room?
Let's try and ping them and see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'll send a message to Lucas. What's going on?
They're all dead. Everybody's dead.
Character just woke me up.
Everybody's
dead.
Hell,
what the fuck's going on?
Does Damien sleep in the nude?
It's worse than that. He's
Damien. Damien slept in his full body.
I'm going to send Damien back. The bird doctor... pick this worm thing out of someone's gullet. We're going to see if we can figure out what's going on.
It's a good thing we're here.
Be on your guard and
all pictures on its course.
Try not to get dead in case
things... I'm going to head back to my
room. You try not to be
sane.
Being a bird.
Yeah.
I think we should all go back and hang out in one room together.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I think we should stick together from here on.
Well, what I was going to say is, I'm going to say to Elise, see if you can get onto the station's mesh, get into their security, do it covertly, and run some kind of a search algorithm through your Muse to review the security footage, everything they've got, to see if you can determine how many people on this station are infected by this, where it came from. Because what happened? Tell me what happened.
Look, this is what happened, okay? We were playing cards.
Where are you guys having this conversation?
As we're walking back to the room.
All right, so make infiltration.
Okay.
That is 26 out of 45.
Wait, what infiltrate? Where
the minus 10 was just for the battle, or
no? That's in your trauma. You have the minus 10, but the fear of getting away from the bugs is gone.
Okay,
so you're just gonna leave the dead bodies floating around.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What else are we supposed to do with them?
Yes.
Well, we'd have to sneak them through the whole facility first.
Right.
We just let them leave them without. Maybe they'll assume that they fought each other. It was their guns that they shot him with.
I passed.
Okay.
I got 11 out of 30.
I passed 48 out of 60.
I passed 15 out of 30.
Yes. 20 for infiltration?
Yeah.
20-something out of 45.
Okay. So you all managed to sneak through. You duck into a little side corridor.
Yeah.
As a few guys come by to see what all the ruckus.
The fuckus.
The ruckus.
The ruckus was.
Let me explain something to you.
It kind of was a fuckus.
It was the biggest ruckus I ever seen. Okay, let me tell you.
That was a pretty big fuckus. And you where somewhere? Which room are you going to?
Probably
the closest one.
Yeah. Well, let's hold up because they're expecting us to head back to the rooms. We're not sure how many people on this station are infected with this,
true,
if it's a thing. So that's what I was going to say. Have Elise
go through the
security tapes. You tell me the story, I guess, about how.
Yeah, just, you know, right. I'm not going to do it. In, yeah. Yeah. Characters. Right,
so
need
James,
that, but.
InfoSec to get firewall.
Nope. Okay. 30 out of 85.
Okay. And now InfoSec. So you want to hack it to the security footage?
Yes, ma'am.
And what, delete that it was us?
No, I'm trying to find out. I could delete that it was us.
You need admin privileges to start deleting footage.
I have a certain virus that you let me... The Pac-Man?
Oh, the erase everything?
Yes.
Well, we don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that. I have that option.
Need.
Well, if you want to...
right now, I just want to review the security footage and see how many people might be infected. I want to use my Muse to go through it. I just want to get access to it.
Yeah, like, if you want to actually... If you want to just get the footage,
mm-hmm,
there's no penalty. If you want to try to get privilege to modify that footage, you're going to have to roll at a penalty.
I just want to view the footage now.
Okay, so it's just an imposed InfoSec check.
Okay.
To get past the security.
Are we back in the room, or...?
Not yet.
81 out of 85.
Oh, it failed. So you're in. So you give me a programming check to throw something together.
Okay.
So that your Muse can filter through.
33 out of 70.
All right, yeah, you come up with a program. Your Muse is going to flag any instances where it happens to see these worms and the footage, and then get back to you.
And silver tongues?
Yeah. Anything like that.
Awesome.
It's going to take a few minutes.
It's going to take a while, but
so, yeah, about this time you get back to the rooms.
But on the result,
or if that's where you're going.
Each one of us dealt with people, and each one of us saw these things, and then they all came at us at the same time. Except for two, they left. Could have been a lot worse.
All right, so worst case scenario, these things have some kind of hive mind, or they all just knew that it was bad that they were discovered.
They kept trying to drag.
We have one that I could take a look at.
All right, well, Doc, you get on that. See what that thing is, if it's animal, mineral, or whatever.
So I'm going to jump into... I'm going to go into the room. I'm going to...
Which room?
Whichever room everyone's going into.
Well, which room are you guys going?
Well, I'll go into my room.
Two of us are already in one of the rooms.
All right, and you go to your room.
We're hiding in the room.
The rooms are
I'm gonna
that
eat,
big, though.
I'm going to eat my cup of comfort so that that trauma modifier goes away.
Okay.
And then I am going to...
So I eat some yogurt?
I eat some yogurt, and then I'm going to start dissecting this thing, or pulling it apart, or whatever it is.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to be near that.
All right, so, Ed, give me a medical test.
I feel somebody should be in the room with him.
That is 70 out of 70.
All right, is anyone in the room with Ed?
Yeah, I'll be there with him.
Okay.
With a flamethrower.
Ed, it's alive. It's got biological parts to it. It just seems to have some sort of metallic shell.
Okay.
It's definitely not from Earth. It's some sort of alien thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all you could tell.
Well, with 70 out of 70, I can't, figure out, how does it have, tendril, is it mind control, is it intelligent, what kind of brain does it have?
You would need exobiology for that. You have earth-based medicine.
Okay.
You know how earth-based things work. Yeah. This is not earth-based.
You did not go to exobiology.
That's true.
This, you could tell it's alive,
mm-hmm,
or it was. I mean, it looks like a millipede. It's got lots of legs. It's got a big weird mouth and barbs on its tail, kind of like a earwig.
Does it have anything in it that looks like it was designed to interact with, you know, earth-based like brains, like taking over brains?
Not that you know. Mm-hmm. But, well, you don't even know what we wouldn't know what that looks like.
Well, I know what a
You know what a, you know what an Earth brain is like,
right.
But you don't know what alien thing would develop that would be able to take it over.
Well, I could if
it kind of looks like one of those iPod dongles.
Like if it was something that sort of had a similar shape. Yeah. You know?
No, there's nothing in it you recognize.
Okay,
stick it in, you Ed.
I have networking scientists. Could I send like a picture of it to them and maybe have them do research on it?
This is a potential X-threat.
Yeah, we probably don't want to put it out there.
You want to keep a lid on it.
Okay.
This could be Titans, for all you know.
Right.
Okay. I was telling Proxy,
you could send a picture of it through the iRep.
Oh, yeah, Steel should know.
We
should
know about that. Yeah, let's see if we can get in touch with Steel. Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Wait, obviously he's not supposed to be out there. Can we safely get a message to him without...
If you start sending out messages, they could theoretically track them.
All the times Gavin and Damien having in that room together. It's blast.
Yeah.
Classic.
All powerful. That glaring at each other, pretending not to hate each other.
Only my boxers, by the way. I was sliced in my boxers.
You didn't even put clothes on?
Nope. I'm just in my boxers.
Hmm.
I put my boxes on. I sleep naked. Gavin sleeps naked.
More.
All right. So Ed's dissecting. What are the rest of you doing?
I'm watching Ed dissect with my gun. Right.
Okay. I'd like to find a map of this place if I can.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
You can just give me an interfacing check.
I have taken out my other gun.
Okay.
23 out of 60.
Yeah, you pull up the station map. It's public.
Because now I'm how I need to be.
Damien, Gavin, paper.
Yep. And, Will, James, what are you doing?
I'm doing the security thingy.
Right. Where are you doing that?
I was doing it in the room with... because he's kind of my savior right now.
So, Dalton, you're in a different room?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking that it doesn't make sense for us to be in the room they're in.
Right.
They're in their own room, so I guess the three of us would be in another room.
Okay.
That's in the hallway. I mean, it doesn't. I mean, but that would draw attention to ourselves if we're in a hallway.
Yeah.
So
I'm just hoping that these bedrooms don't have secret panels or passages ways into them.
Well, Chris and Meyer.
Yes.
There is a knock on your door.
All right.
A rap tap.
I'm going to T-ray and see through it.
All right. Give me a perception check.
3 out of 75.
Now give me a stress test.
Oh, great. What is that?
Will times 3.
It's an army of those worm thingies. No.
Man, they knock first.
I'm going to say, if you're looking through someone, you probably see, like, metal.
All right, so, Chris, you take 4.
Ouch.
Stress.
Oh, that's a trauma.
That's a trauma for Chris.
Oh, that's the last thing we need. Wait, doesn't he still believe we're all infected?
No, I'm infected.
Oh, you believe you're infected. Okay.
He doesn't want anyone to know.
Yes.
No, I don't.
All right, I forgot. You still think you're infected.
All right, so Chris. Give me another will times 3 check.
78. No, that's even worse.
All right. Oh, I forgot about this one. You're disoriented. So you are temporarily stunned and must expend a complex action to regain your wits. You also get a trauma. No, well, you have minus 10 to all your actions, plus...
plus you have cancer.
Don't do that. We've gotten complaints.
We have.
What about people?
Lucky I don't have to do it again.
Chris?
You said the same thing in the...
you have anxiety. Because you look through the door, and there are 3 guys standing there. And it looks normal at first. You can see the skeletons and everything. And then right in their throat, you see this weird insect thing where their tongue should be going through their throat and, like, up around their back and their neck. And it's sort of wriggling just a little bit. Oh. And then when it talks, it goes, "Is anyone in there?" And the worm moves like the person's tongue.
Ah! Well,
that is so awesome.
No, Chris, you're stunned. You just stand there.
All right, yes, she said that.
Yes.
I guess I'll... who's there?
Station security, we heard some gunshots. We just want to make sure everything's okay.
Yeah, I heard it too. I'm just...
Just open the door, sir?
No.
I don't think I'm going to be doing that.
No, it's all right. Everything's fine here.
How are you?
How are you?
I knew that was coming. I knew that.
Sir, if you don't open the door, we're going to have to open it for you.
It was just a malfunction.
Boring conversation
anyway. I guess I'll open the door then.
All right. Initiative!
Okay, what's my complex action to...
Your first turn is going to be to get your wits together.
Okay.
But you still have to roll initiative.
All right.
If you need help, let us know.
Yeah!
I didn't say that.
Right. 10-sided dice plus INIT, right?
Yes.
What is it?
Boring conversation.
Plus...
Look, we're going to have company!
Wait, you guys took out 6. So you know what that means? 49 deaths!
That's less than that. It should be on the station.
18.
I thought they said there was 55.
There's 55 people on the station.
Oh, 55 on the station.
One of them is our contact.
Right.
They're going out.
Yeah, but she might.
13.
Be infected.
Because she's our contact.
I know, I'm just saying. One of them is our contact.
One of them is the nice lady who paid us in cash.
So, Chris, you have to spend this turn going,
awesome.
Meyer, what do you do?
I'm in my boxers.
You don't know there's anything wrong.
Nope.
Right.
Okay.
I'm just going to start talking. I'm going to, like, all right.
All right.
I'll start a conversation with them.
They're going to walk in and grab the both of you.
Your game, Derek.
Then I'm going to
not
let them do that.
Okay, well.
Assuming these guys have guns out already, though. That's
Chris,
the difference.
Two of them grab you. And Meyer.
I'm stunned.
Yes.
I'm the Meyer mining facility.
Because you really don't expect this.
Frey. Half.
Ooh, am I going to get molested?
Good God.
Ow!
Why?
19, oh. You fart on me!
Okay, so burping's not okay, but that is?
No, it's not.
Doorknob.
I said save.
With Romeyer?
19 out of 20, but I'm going to punch him. That was on me.
Sorry.
All right. You managed to get out of the way as he goes to grab you.
I did say safety.
Can we hear this?
Now you kind of notice that something's up. Speed 2?
I'm sorry, Chris. Did you not hear me?
Chris,
I wasn't curling myself in
the
arms.
They have your arms behind you.
Well, I guess I'm going to take a lesson from what they were doing before, and then he'll wear the crap out of them.
Okay.
That's,
technically, that's exactly what Damon would do. Don't put your hands on me.
Don't touch me.
The rest of you give me perception check minus 20.
That's what I want to hear.
Ed or James. You guys are busy.
Can this whole game just be Ed or Ryan?
Hey, 29.
Ed and James, you're hacking.
Hey,
that's right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
29 out of 30.
26. I'm good. My perception is 60, I think. 80, so I'm fine.
It was minus 20, right?
Minus 20.
Yeah, so it's 60 after that, so I'm good.
Damn. Now 37.
So
37?
Dalton and Lucas, you hear banging on the door down the hall. And, well, open it up.
At the same time?
All right.
What, in a row?
All right, so Chris, you're going to eel wear them?
Yes.
All righty.
37. My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
At the same time?
I'm going to... Down the hall, you said?
Yes.
Can I use my T-ray and look through the walls and see?
Yeah. Give me a perception check. All
right.
Don't forget about the tongues.
Yeah.
I know.
Six
I know
out
who
of
these are, so
50.
I,
all right, give me that stress
It's time
test.
For termination
yeah.
of extreme prejudice.
Here's where I fail.
At least now we know that people can...
Yeah! 95 out of 45.
Oh!
All right, Ryan, take 4.
Take 4. Is that a trauma? Hang on. Yes, that's a trauma.
Oh, man.
See, I'm...
Will times 3 again.
See, I'm okay with... I actually have a higher trauma threshold. Wait, no.
Disoriented.
Fuck yes, I get disoriented.
All right, so you just kind of stand there.
Oh, yeah, so we have to higher one.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
Because I have 6. These guys have 4.
I know.
This is a really weird mouth thing. That doesn't make much sense. You have Echolia.
Echolalia, yeah.
Yes. You involuntarily repeat words and phrases spoken by others.
Words and phrases spoken by others.
As you just kind of stand there, unable to speak, as you see who you assume are Damien and Gavin.
Yeah.
Damien is being held by two guys, and one of them is lunging at Gavin, and there are these worm things in their mouths and throats, and oh my God, what the hell.
I have a silly willy.
All right, so Chris, you shock one of them.
I shock whoever's touching me, really, right?
Right. Well, you shock both of them. One of them gets stunned by it, the other doesn't.
What
was that?
It's 1d10 plus
damage bonus.
I think I might invest
plus damage bonus.
DB is like all the way on the side.
DB. A one. Okay, so
someone not meant grab me from behind.
So that's
I'd be protected.
8 for one of them.
But
no, it's the same for both of them.
8 for both of them.
All right. And back to speed one.
I'm gonna go in the hallway.
All right, it's going to take your turn to get to them.
That's fine, but at this point, I know what's going on. So
is anybody going to, like,
and Ryan,
I'll roll initiative, too.
Get me and James.
14.
I'm standing there, slack-jawed,
I don't know, did you guys
staring at the wall.
Hear when I yell, don't touch me?
No, because
15.
We're doing stuff.
All right.
I'm going through the security cameras.
I mean, do you really want to get involved in another fight?
I don't particularly want to.
Oh, hell, I do.
You should.
I don't have a weapon.
So, Dalton, it's going to take you a turn.
That's
to
fine.
Over there.
I'm meditating.
Here's my motivation. I know what these are, and I know how to stop them.
Right.
I believe.
Bullets work.
He's not going to make us kill all 55 of them.
He's going to make us kill all 55 of them.
Yes, he is.
We were told about the power cores. We could just shoot them at once.
Well, first we have to get this key.
We came here for a reason.
Oh, right.
So I'll get the key, then blow up the station.
All right, so it's just a matter of order. Your turn getting your shit together.
We're just saying we know how to handle this problem.
All right, so Chris, what you doing? One of them is still holding you. And he's going to try to cold cock you in the back of the head to knock you out.
Black yak!
Because he didn't appreciate you, you know.
Shocking
him?
Well, I didn't appreciate him grabbing me.
Fair enough.
He's still holding on to me?
Yes.
Okay.
Shock him again.
Do it again!
I think I might. That was pretty good. I knocked one of them out.
It'll scur him.
If he punches you, it'll shock him.
Yeah, but I don't want to get punched. I'll mostly avoid him, but since he's still holding on to me, I'll continue shocking.
So you're gonna
I won't even turn it off. So
he's holding
continue.
Him with one hand and going to punch him with the other, is what you're telling me?
Until his heart stops.
All right, you don't knock him out again, but roll for damage.
That's 11.
All right.
11.
He's not doing too well.
12.
Meyer?
I'm assuming the other guy's still holding on to me, too, right?
Well, no, he let go and you knocked him unconscious.
So wouldn't he have an arm free?
Why would he? If you grab onto something and you don't let go if you're getting electrocuted, right?
Excellent.
But if you're out cold,
I mean, it like pulses.
I don't want it to.
But it does, because I said so.
All
right. Meyer, there's a guy, he's coming for you. He's trying to grab
you. Use your Omni tool.
It's in his room with his clothes.
He's in his boxer shorts for Christ's
sake. All right.
Whip out your weenus.
I'm going to do something crazy.
Kick him in the balls.
Okay.
I'm going to piss on him. I'm pulling out my fan and piss on his face.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You realize it's 0G. It's going to go out little bubbles.
Yeah.
It might hurt when you pee, actually.
What was that going to do anyway?
He's going to stop coming out of me. I pee on his face.
Maybe he likes it.
I must do it.
All right. If you were going after someone and they pee on your face, would you keep on trying to go after them?
I'd come after them harder.
Yeah. I probably want to kill them at that point.
I'm just dragging for a second and then Chris could go after.
But then in the time you're taking to turn around, whip it out, and piss on him, he's going to grab you.
All right, then I'm just going to...
You're going to pee on his leg.
Yeah, go in the hallway, then.
All right, so if you devote your entire action to Frey, you get plus 30.
I'll do that.
All right.
That's what I'll do.
I agree. He's going
to
try to grab you.
The pee was a good idea if you weren't in 0G.
Yeah.
Because then you could get it on yourself.
You understand the aim he'd need?
Exactly. You would need to be like...
And, the power of the stream you require.
Did that
someone's
kinetic, kinetic weapons
no,
check?
I don't know what
that
is.
That would be
stamina.
He critically failed. So he lunges for you, and you jump out of the way, and he goes crashing into the wall. And you go sailing right out the door.
And I'm sailing away.
Derek's coming over. Derek coming over.
Right?
Yes.
The one that fell on the floor?
Would part of it be palming?
The one that's floating nearby?
Okay.
And
gun out my rail thing.
You would have been stunned for a second.
We're in the same room. As I leave the room, I say to Amir, Amir, hey, the bat's on.
Yep. He attacked me, I'm going to blow his brains out.
All right, Chris, you do that.
No, and he goes like exploding out of his worm. That pops up in my eyes. Just open like,
damn it. three, right?
Yes.
My piss attack wasn't for my entire plan. It was to distract and then Chris
25. All right. Success.
So you don't take stress this time, but as his head goes exploding, that's not what bothers you. It's the metallic worm vibing in the air in the midst of the
goo. Batman. I'm like sitting there meditating.
That's
all of a sudden, the bat signal comes up. It's just like,
that's all right. Bat's on.
You guys are talking over Chris's badass moment.
No, I heard the whole, it was awesome.
All right, round three. Chris, you start. Oh, no, wait, that guy never got to punch you in the head.
Oh, and I was going to dodge, too, right?
The question I have...
You roll... What's your fray?
It wasn't still dancing in his neck while he was floating around the sky.
Is 65.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, you'd have to roll, like, 10, because he's holding you, and he's just, it's hard to dodge someone who's a foot away from you.
It's true.
Who's holding you.
But he's holding him with one hand and punching with the other.
Yeah, if he's like this...
No, but he's
behind. This is Mushu shit, Chris. This is Mushu. Uh-oh. Okay, for everyone at home, visual aid.
Okay, that works well in gravity.
Oh, fine.
All right, let's go to zero-G room.
To the vomit comet.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, you can roll at 15.
All right, Ryan, turn the gravity off.
Okay. No, please don't hit me.
Not again, Ryan. God damn it. That's 15.
Guys, I'm pissing at
me.
All right, wait. I know how we can solve this. Let's put this fight on hold. If any of our listeners are NASA astronauts, or astronauts for other countries, or private astronauts, we don't care.
To be fair, they would need to be... access to a zero-G room.
They would need to be martial artists.
Or swimming pool.
Anybody who has access to either a vomit comet or legitimate zero gravity.
Or one of those planes that flies up and then free falls. That would probably be best.
Yeah, that's the vomit comet.
Okay.
If any of you are martial arts masters...
Even one of those fans that you lay in and also
work for NASA... do us a favor and see if you can get one of your buddies and get them to grab you from behind and punch you. And if you can successfully dodge out of the way that punch in zero gravity, write us at info@ragnarok.com and let us know.
Yes. All right, but you bend out of the way and he punches over you.
I'm going to laugh if NASA gets back.
Right.
All right, so it's like,
we tried that in the space station.
yeah, I'll shoot him now.
We regularly beat the shit out of each other at the ISS.
Yeah, I guess if it was like this, instead of... Yeah, I would go...
Okay.
Like that.
Weapons, minus 10, because you have to do a weird...
He does, like, crazy martial art move, and then does a thing, and then, like...
Chuckers has a block.
Kinetic weapon.
He pirouettes.
Here it is. He's 90, like so minus 10.
Yeah.
And minus 10 is 8, 70.
Yes.
Never mind.
And 91.
But he looks more like
Moxie again.
19. Okay. You actually have to roll for damage for that one.
Okay. Should have left it over here.
Use the
Let's see. Heavy pistol. 3d10 plus 4. So. 9 and 5. That's 14. And another 9. So 9, 18. And that 4 from before is 22.
What the hell are you shooting with, Tex?
Plus what was it, 4?
Oh.
Yeah, you kill him.
Okay.
You right under the chin.
And right under the chin hits him right in his worm thing.
Yeah, no worm comes
to be fair, I kind of wanted to see what Alex was going to make me roll the Keanu guy.
Take out your ERN gun.
All right, so next round. Dalton. Gavin comes flying out of the room with underwear. So, Chris, there's one. The guy who was going after Meyer is up against the wall, spinning himself around.
I'll shoot him too.
Okay, Derek, you're next
on
the list.
Am I in the doorway?
Oh, Ryan, you can.
Yeah, I'm at 15. All right, I'm going. Doc.
What?
Doc.
Yes.
I'm gonna walk over to him and sort of snap my fingers in his face and try to wake him up.
He's awake.
Yes, Doc.
What is it that you're... Oh, you're... Okay, I'm just going to... Follow me into the hallway. I'm going to walk out.
Follow me into the hallway.
All right, so you guys are going out to the hall. So, Chris, roll to shoot. Derek?
I'm in the doorway?
Yeah, you're the...
I'm going to shoot, too.
All zeros.
Nice.
Timer defeating.
That's a 59 for me.
Is that a success?
Yes.
All right. So you both roll for damage.
All right.
I don't think this guy's living.
It's 11 from me.
11 plus 9, that's 24.
He's dead. Wait, give me a stress test.
Okay, hold on. Here's this again, another great cinematic moment. So you have Chris decimate these two guys, and the third guy is the guy against the wall. So you take out two guys single handedly, and then it's like you have a gun and I have a gun. It's like that scene from Beverly Hills Cop. I come around the door.
Yeah, Dalton just walks in.
What about me and my underwear?
Fuck, you're this in the
hallway.
Guy.
18.
All right. You managed to keep it together, but one of them hits him in the head, and the worm just wriggling its ROG in the middle of this gore.
At this point, I'm used to seeing these GD worms. I mean, that's all there is to it. But
kill it with fire. Wait, no, fire won't work.
Fuck it with bullets.
By the puppets of Prang.
Well,
fuck it with bullets.
We know golds kill it, and we know that electricity kills it. You know,
we need to know that fire kills it. Bring me in there with my sprayer.
Can I make a medicine check? They don't seem any more durable than normal humans.
They've got metallic shells.
No, not been killing them.
Not the bugs. Like the people themselves, they don't seem to have any
superhuman abilities. You don't have to roll for it. They're people so far.
So they die like people. They just have bugs in them, and the bugs seem pretty easy to kill too.
Well, there's two of them just floating around, screeching in the air in the room.
Not for long.
All right, well, I'll take a shot.
I'm going to ping the girl and say we're being attacked and she should watch out.
All right.
Might not be a good idea.
I'm pinging her anyway.
If she's got a worm, then she's going to get that key and we're never going to see it. So don't ping her.
Yeah, but if she doesn't have a worm... See, I'm with him, because if she doesn't have a worm, she could be in danger. If she does have a worm, we're fucked anyway.
Well, we could ping her and
tell
her to meet us somewhere.
Let's go get the key first, then ping her.
Because they've been trying to capture us.
Let's go find her.
Right.
Where are her quarters? Let's go to her.
I don't know.
Can I use
the... I'll pull up the map.
I have
that
access to this
found.
Security camera.
You don't have... I mean, Chris has a map.
Yeah, let me put some clues.
Yeah.
Ta-da!
Yeah. All right. And he
that's
has access
idea.
To the security camera, so he can find where she is...
Right now.
At the very... this very second.
You can ping...
And we know with our T-ray emitters, Ryan and I can at least tell already
who's infected.
Well, you can ping the server, I mean, to just ask where she is.
Okay, I will.
She's down in the mines.
Okay,
that doesn't sound good.
Can you look on... You can't look at... No, you can't look on the video camera and use your T-rays. You would just see...
No.
Yeah. You would see what the camera
the TV.
Yeah.
Can you see what she's doing in the mines?
There aren't any cameras down there.
Womp womp.
Boo-doo-boo.
What's it...
Where's the storage?
Yeah, I'm getting a whole...
The safety deposit box?
Yeah.
From this.
It's down on the bottom level.
That's where we need to go.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just looking out for
all
the
right.
Let's go. I don't think I've got grenades.
Yeah.
Oh, for her box.
Sure there might be a bigger
just steal
one
the whole box.
You need to open it.
I'll guarantee it.
Not right now.
Out of the ground and go, I am the millipede. I am amazing.
Okay. So where are you guys going? Are you just going to go try to steal the box?
I can't really say anything because I'm standing there stuttering.
But talk about boxes.
You can repeat whatever everyone else is saying.
Right.
I think we should steal the box.
Ryan, give me another Will Times 3 check. See if you overcome the error.
I think he should ping her.
29 out of 45.
All right, you get your shit together.
But wait, Ryan, before I go, I think he should ping her.
I think we should steal the box.
Ping her!
Ping her.
All right, I'll ping
her box.
so you're just sending her a message?
I'll try to contact her.
Just
don't. I'm gonna say don't let on that anything's amiss. Just ask her to meet us because.
No answer.
Not answering.
All right, let's go steal this box.
The bird's right for once.
All right, we're also going to have to get off of this station somehow.
Still a show.
Yes.
Elise, has your query turned up anything yet?
God.
Ding!
It just so happens.
Yes. So you're trying to find out where these are coming from?
Well, we were trying to find out how many people might possibly be infected. And where
any,
they might be.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out anything.
Is
right,
the
about
old guy
them.
Infected?
I like the old
so
guy.
So you go through. Yeah, it's Freddy was... You see people shoving a worm down his throat like an hour ago.
Poor Freddy.
It seems like pretty much every biomorph on the station is infected.
Okay. Cool. That's not good.
There were a couple synthmorphs.
Yeah, there are 10 synthmorphs. Where are they?
You don't know. You haven't seen any, actually.
Okay. So, James, if you're on station security, see if you can find them. Tell them that we're, you know...
So there's only 45 biomorphs.
There's 45 biomorphs. We've killed 8.
James, give me an interfacing check.
And 43 left. No. 45. There's
30. Wait, how many were there to start with?
There were 45 biomorphs. So
and we killed
8. So there's 37.
Yeah.
No, you killed 9.
To 10 plus
9, right, okay. So
35 plus 2.
And one guy's on our ship.
I was just going to say, gentlemen, one's on our boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, all these synthmorphs have been locked in a room.
Let's go help them.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's bust, jailbreak them. we're going to have to find, what's her face, Deborah, and get the key. And then we also have to see if we can get in touch with this other guy to lure him back here so that we can...
Maybe we should just... I mean, that wasn't like our ship, right? It was a rental?
No,
it was our ship.
Oh.
No. Well, there's always the Sheila 3. I don't think Firewall's going
to
give us
leave it
ship.
To,
but the Sheila 2 has a vat in it of healing.
That's
vat.
True.
We have
well,
to
it is just one guy. Yeah, but he's got our ship.
Yeah, but
and
who knows what he's been doing to the
he
ship.
He could legitly fuck up our ship.
What if you...
I mean, Praxis Steel is not far enough away that we can't just say, come pick us up.
One problem at a time.
Ship.
Let's go bust out these synthmorphs.
I still gotta put pants on.
Well, let's,
One problem at a time. Go put pants on.
Doc
pants first.
Gavin gets dressed.
Gavin gets dressed.
I feel weird that I have to ask you to dress, man.
Who is that from?
Hangover.
Yeah. I'd say let's split up.
Really?
That's, I think that's a terrible
idea. Did you guys just hear Alex laugh when you suggested that?
I think that was a bad idea.
All right, let's not split up then.
It's a good idea.
We heard the cackling of God from the
I didn't think it was a good idea from the start.
No.
These things are infecting. They've been trying to catch us and infect
let's
us.
Let's
go get the synthmorphs and then we'll have
what's
of people. I don't want to have you guys have
Alex
to kill me again.
Synthmorphs are
synthmorphs.
The closest.
If you could release like thermals to make us make bad decisions, you would be right.
Yes. No, it's fine.
Can I happen to find a spray weapon lying around somewhere?
Yeah, we should split up.
Really?
All right, so I guess we'll
better
have
than peeing on everybody.
All right. Are you going to try to... So you have to head down to the third level. Really, the only way to do it is to pull yourself down the ropes.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I mean, there's no real stealthy way to do it.
Yeah.
We can... let's T-ray through the floor so we can see if there's people down there waiting for us.
So, with my guns in my hand, I use my feet to pull myself down the
stairs. That's fine.
Oh, well.
Put your guns in your feet and pull yourself in your hands, whatever you want to do. So, Ryan and Chris, if you want a T-ray perception check.
Is this minus 10, too, or is it only physical things?
No, everything.
Everything.
20 out
I
of...
I did not see it.
40.
96.
All right, Ryan, give me another stress test.
Oh, God.
I think you'd be used to it by now.
Yeah, 17 out of 45.
All right, so Chris, you don't have a good angle. There's like metal in the way that's blocking your ray.
Yeah.
Ryan, yeah,
lucky
you
me.
Yeah,
the
you,
one
you
lead
see
pylon.
Through. There are seems like there are five
you
guys outside
pylons.
The door. They definitely have worms inside of them, but they're a lot bigger.
Yeah, knew they were getting big. We said that.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much bigger. From their waist to their head.
What
is
the frack?
Worm.
Oh.
They still have human skin on.
Oh, that's nice.
Looks like these things are getting
like
worse.
Like the Brutex?
So
yes.
Kind of like Invasion of the Body.
I sort of...
we too. We're kidding.
I look over at Damien. Damien, you've got grenades.
I do.
You're going to need them.
Elise also has grenades.
Down there, 5.
Good thing we got
I only have
grenades.
3.
There are 5.
Wow. Oh. Right.
You only need 1. Hell.
Okay. Who's the best?
With thrown weapons?
I'm not that great at throwing.
Thrown weapons. Woo! Not me!
I got 50.
50? Wow, that's way more than me.
You might be the guy.
Yeah.
Anyone beat 50?
Be the girl.
I'm at 25 with my, that's right.
I'm going to toss the float since it's zero gravity.
Actually, just hand it to me if your throwing isn't that good.
I'm going to throw the grenade to you. Okay, roll throw.
I'm not going to pull the pin first, all right?
No, Sanjay did that to me. I'm like, shit, I'm out of grenades. And then he threw a grenade at me. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
All right,
in a game, I'm assuming. Yes, not in real life.
Nope, Thursday.
James, are you going to try to stealthily do it, or are you just going to pop out and throw?
I don't know if there's a lot much you can really stealthily throw.
Well, grenades. I mean, you could peek your head down and throw, or you can.
Well, we know they're at the bottom. Just
spike it down.
How long does it take for a grenade to travel zero G?
However hard you throw it.
All right.
So James, give me a timer on that. Check.
Come on, do it.
What's the music?
Definitely Sanjay's stupidest moment.
Got it.
Yep.
Oh, fuck about grenades. Here, James.
Now I've got two grenades. Me erasing?
Wow.
See, but what are you
doing? Roll for damage, James.
What? I'm following.
Hey, what's the damage on him?
That just said x3 frag grenade. Sorry.
Frag grenades.
Frag grenade.
I have 3d10 plus frag 6.
There you go.
I'm in a different spot today.
How many guys are
I'm
there?
I'm being forgotten five. About.
7 and 5 is 12.
So it's a rare occasion we're all together.
We're all together.
Yeah.
To get some.
21 with a minus 4 AP.
21 with minus 4 AP. Okay. Right. All right.
Or get the boot. I love the boots.
All right. Well, they're not dead, and now they know you're there. So
yep.
Roll initiative.
That's fine. I'm going to seduce the slugs and make anything of the
boss. That is 19, boss.
17.
15.
No. 16. 13.
Wait, Derek was 15. Ryan, what'd you have?
17.
Meyer?
13.
James?
10.
Will?
Will? We're still doing math.
I was sick. Lost myself here.
I know.
Will's lost! Where is he?
Will, what did you roll?
Where is Will?
He just fell through a time portal.
Will does have a time
machine.
No, here.
No, where was it?
Oh, there's 7.
Yeah,
7. That's right. I wasn't doing the right thing.
Wait.
13. 13, oh, yeah.
13. All right, they're going
in 11. Not 10 minutes. 10 minutes for me.
So, Ed, what are you doing?
So where are they and what are they doing?
They are standing in front of the door, spread out, and they are readying their SMGs.
So you always remember what it is.
Okay.
I want one. Wait, they're not coming up after us?
No,
they don't
Let's
need
just
to.
Throw more grenades?
Yeah.
Well, one of you has grenades. What are the rest
of
you do?
Two of us have grenades.
I mean, they can't.
Oh, only one of us.
I have proximity grenades.
No, they can't hit you unless you go down.
I'm gonna just sort of hang out, and wait for them to do something.
All right, Ryan.
Let's see. I can figure out what my options are.
I'll just throw a mirror at them.
A mirror cannonball.
He's a good bullet.
I mean, I can't shoot them. From
here, Amir, you're right. Good at getting shot and killing things.
Yeah. Not without putting
them
in there right
up on. Throw them down there.
I don't have my rail rifle because I would have left that.
Yeah, I don't think I carried my mechanical machine gun onto the.
Let me just take a look at my
Could
gear.
I attach one of my grenades to one of my smart mice and have it climb down the rope and blow up instead of throwing it.
But I do have my.
I do have sticky nades where I can give it to you that it sticks to it.
I have 13 rats.
I mean, they're smart though, so you'd have. You'd be sending it to its death.
Do you think?
No, no, you don't give a shit. The rat gives a shit.
Yeah, who knows if it has enough strength. I thought it said it was smart enough to take commands, but not really smart enough to think on its own.
I mean, if you brought one of your rats with you...
I would think I brought all of my rats with me.
How about your dogs?
No, not my dogs.
Okay. Yeah, you can stick a grenade on your rats.
You've
been wanting to do this for game after.
I have 6 plus up.
I've been waiting for some reason to use them. I bought 10 of them and then couldn't use it, and I still had the original 3. that are stuck in my coat waiting for someone to grab me.
Okay, Chris. Akash, I have grip pads.
Okay.
So is there any way that I could stealth? They're expecting me to climb down the rope, correct?
As far as you know.
All right. Is there any way that I could, using my grip pads, stealth around where they are?
Like climb along the wall?
Yeah, climb around along the wall so they won't see me.
I have smoke grenades.
Don't you have...
I also have... Yeah, I have chameleon skin and chameleon skin armor,
If you don't drop down below the ledge, they can't see you. So you just have to make a climbing check to grip pad yourself around... It's circular. It's like I said, it's an upside down cone.
Right.
So until you pop down below the ledge, they can't see you.
Ryan?
Yes.
So the stealth would come after you pop down and you want to crawl over to them.
Okay.
I have smoke grenades. I could just kind of throw one down there, cloud their vision.
Right. Well, we know.
Drop another grenade.
Do that then. I'm going to say go for that. And I'll start climbing down.
All right. So that's a climbing check, Ryan. Because you're not free falling, you're grip padding.
Right. I'm going to moxie that. 29 out of 50.
Okay. Next up is Derek.
You know that scene in Alien Resurrection? When the guy's on the ladder and they're climbing up the thing puts his legs in and he falls backwards upside down and blah, takes blah, two blah, shots?
Yeah.
The guy
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Because we've already blown them up. You know, and it's also leave cover to the fact that he's moving down to distract him and you know bring attention to what I'm doing.
Okay.
So it's a double thing. So I have two guns, no waiting.
Okay.
I like how that guy's whole thing is he's really good at shooting, and then when it came to he couldn't really shoot.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what the hell? Point blank, kill that guy.
Before I do this, so do maybe I shouldn't be throwing another grenade down there if two of you are climbing down.
I'm not climbing
he's
not, down.
He's hanging.
We're coming on the ropes. I'm just hanging upside down on the ropes.
So wait, who's a disabled guy?
Oh, right, you're shooting straight down.
Straight down.
Myron and Will are at 13. What are you guys doing?
I'm making out with Amir.
Wow. He's not even a chick.
I'm all over
Amir. That's extremely helpful in this situation.
Can I free fall to the point where, before, like, I reach the ledge?
But it's free.
You're on a rope. You don't have to. You don't have to free fall. You're just pulling yourself on a rope.
Well...
That's not treasure. That's soap on a rope.
But I can... I have good free fall.
But what are you trying to do?
Explain.
Well, like, he's
looking for a reason. We're in a free fall.
I just want to jump down
there.
We're going
to turn like this, right? It's going down like this?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, like...
Well, no, you're in a big cavernous space. And there's tiered.
Will, you're at the top of the can. There's ropes dangling down the can. They're at the bottom.
So they can...
It's like a vertical cylinder.
No, it's a cone.
Okay, so it's...
So each...
It's like your cup. It kind of gradually gets smaller.
It tapers.
Each level is a ledge above the other.
Right. And there's no gravity.
And they're looking up at us.
Yes, but they can't see you because the ledge is in the way. You're climbing down a rope.
The rope...
That goes into the floor. And you're protected by the ledge in front of you. So once you go past that ledge and they can see you, they will try to shoot you.
Well, I was going to say, can I get to the ledge?
That's on the rope or just on the ledge?
What are you planning to do at the ledge?
Well, I kind of want
to... He wants a plan and he's going to pee on the guys.
No, that's you.
Hey, that's a good plan.
Well, you're above them now, so you can take a poop.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. You can sit on the ledge.
What are you doing on the ledge, Will?
Wait, so can I take a shot... From the ledge and not down the rope?
Well, they're down here.
You'd have to free fall to
you see
here.
The...
You are here. They are here.
I just thought you were
like,
oh, God. Didn't
that fall? I don't know how to make it more simple.
Right, I'll stick with the rope then.
Yeah.
I think you need to add a few more arrows, Chris.
He got himself lost. He got lost.
What is it you want to do?
He got himself lost for a second.
What are you trying to accomplish?
Okay, I'll go on the rope. I will go down to this level, and I will...
Go down to what level?
The
level they're on?
No, but
you're already there.
This way. They have guns. They're looking up at us. Okay, we're up here.
I'm sure listeners that are loving this.
They're looking up at us. And you have cover because you're behind this ledge.
Right.
The second that you go over that, they're going to have a shot at you with their sub-fucking machine guns. And they're going to fill you with goddamn holes.
And not just, you know, pretty holes. Holes that'll bleed.
I mean, you soak well, so that might not be bad.
What does an attraction pen
mean? I was going to say, I could be a distraction. And I do have good armor.
You could be our tank and just take it.
They let you, like, climb on walls.
Well, Will is our nice guy. That's what he does.
Do you want to just go be a bullet sponge, Will?
No, we are planning on throwing a grenade down there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you would throw the grenade past him. No, theoretically.
Yeah. I would jump and kind of go like this way.
So you're just going to jump across the chasm. And you're going to run away.
No.
Will would probably be drawing their fire.
Can he scream Ollie Ollie Oxen Free?
It wouldn't be bad to have someone on the other side.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm climbing around.
He's stealthily moving around. I'm going to smoke him and then...
So he's climbing around. Will is jumping. They're doing the same thing, just differently.
Well, no. Will, are you jumping 180 degrees from where you are, or are you jumping to another part of the wall?
I was going to jump across.
It's a circle, Will.
Okay, so Will wants to take a running leap and jump across. He's taking a diameter jump. Wait, yeah, he wants to do the 180 degrees.
It's a circle.
Yeah, he's,
you're here. Where are you jumping?
To 180.
Across.
There?
Diameter jump.
Okay. They will be able to shoot at you.
Yeah. That's the thing, Will. As soon as you clear this ledge here, they're going to shoot you.
Okay, well, so they're going to be shooting at you.
So he's going to jump up. Take bullets for
right, and then we can rain down grenades on them.
Right, Will's gonna
draw their fire. You're gonna sneak across to the other side. He's gonna take some shots. He's gonna
throw. Derek's gonna draw their fire first.
Yes,
right. So these two are drawing fire.
I'm sneaking,
and I'm making it rain.
Making rain.
And Meyer and I are hiding.
While I do it though, I wanna fire our weapons as well.
You want to shoot?
Oh my god!
It's going to be on a penalty.
Yeah,
I know that.
I love this.
Okay,
I love this plan.
Will, why don't you just land? Why don't you just jump?
Nope. Ed, he wants to shoot.
He wants to shoot his weapon.
Fine, I'll just jump then.
No, too late.
Shoot.
No, you already said you
shoot. Do what he wants. You have declared an action. He knows what it is he wants to do.
Verbal contract. You have to shoot. All right,
so, Ryan, you made your check. You're
yes,
good.
Yes, I'm climbing. All right. And I'm
Chris,
stealthy.
Are you sticking your grenade on your rat?
I'm sticking a grenade on a rat and sending him to his doom.
Do you have animal handling?
Yes.
All right, give me an animal handling.
How would he not? He has animal.
The rat is squeaking. Wait a second here. I'm not sure I approve this idea.
This isn't the best idea you've ever had, boss.
Handle the pig.
You mind if I suggest something else?
6 out of 65.
All right, you need to make a free fall check for your rats.
How do I... Oh, wait.
Rat, take this.
I need you to deliver this grenade to that man down there.
I've got... Smart rat. Climbing?
Of it. It's
how
fine.
About climbing?
Okay. What's its climbing?
40.
Can the rat say for Mars when it goes to the bottom?
Yeah. Prey, free running, infiltration, perception, scourge, scour.
Classic Mark.
Finding scrounging. Things. Scrounging. All right,
so you give me
cordial stags.
What, you said climbing?
Yeah, I think climbing's the best. I'm going to have him climb down the
climbing
rope.
Climbing at minus 10, because once he gets down the rope, he has to jump across to them. Oh no!
He can really just kind of fall almost.
Well, no, there's no nothing gravity. To pull.
Yeah, well, that's why almost.
Well, he can climb down the rope, but then he'd have to
like push himself
across
yeah.
the floor. So it's not straight climbing to get to them. He can pull himself down the rope to the mm-hmm. floor,
right?
But then once he gets on the floor, he has to free fall to them.
Okay,
because there's no traction for him to stay on the ground.
What? How far away from the rope are they?
Like 10 feet.
Now, in order for this to make any sense, the ropes would have to be anchored on both sides, correct?
Yes.
So,
well, they go from the ceiling down.
Oh, okay.
They're vertical.
So it's more like this goes here,
yeah.
Rope down here. Okay, I get you.
Does Damien have a language?
40 minus 10?
Yes. So it's
Pig Latin.
39.
Okay. He climbs down the rope, but then just sort of... flops around at the base of the rope.
Okay.
I
think it'll still hurt them a little bit. It's not as good as it could have.
And they see him, so...
That's all right.
Get out of the way.
You're gonna shoot it for a grenade?
They succeed. So your rat explodes.
Good riddance.
The rope starts to sway. So, Chris, you...
Nine rats.
You were just kind of floating.
One grenade.
You don't really have a rope to pull yourself up.
I was going
to
say, did the rope just broke off, so
yeah.
Great.
I'll say, Dalton, you're on a different rope.
That's
there's
fine.
Multiple ropes.
I would assume so. Yeah.
All right, so...
The number I had in my head was 3 for some reason.
I brought ropes.
Garrick, are you shooting both of... You're shooting both guns?
Both guns.
At 2 different targets?
I don't know how close they were if I do that.
It would be at a penalty, because you're, like... You
right.
have to, like...
So I'll go to the same target, then.
All right. Okay, so roll your kinetic weapons.
All right. Okay, so now I have 2 different guns. My first one is an AP of 10, and the other is an AP of 15, if it matters.
Alright. So you had to roll twice.
Yes.
You guns.
That's what I'm saying, right. So, alright. First one is a 30. Second one is a 21.
Alright, you hit with both of them.
Yay!
So roll for damage.
Alright. Okay. First one is a... Okay. 11. Second one is a massive 4, but it's armor piercing, if it matters.
All right, so that's how much total?
So it'd be 15
total. What's the total AP?
The total AP, well, the one gun's a minus 10, and the other one's a minus 15.
No, just combine it.
So I'm at minus 25?
All right. Yeah, that guy is almost dead.
Grenade and 2 guns being shot at.
Yeah.
All right, so Will, you're up next. Give me a... Sorry, you're going to free fall and shoot.
Whoa!
Wait, Will, you have your attempt, don't you?
Do I?
What's your speed?
2.
It's 2. So
yep.
Jump in the first turn and shoot on the second.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Okay, so give me a free fall check.
Get up free! Free
ball! 48 out of 55.
All right.
This is him and his element. Free fall is his thing.
I should change.
That's what we've been waiting on this game for. This is more free falling.
I added Norokam to my list of
I don't know.
I didn't change it.
All right, so Dalton, now they get to go. They're
okay.
going at 11. 3 of them are shooting at you.
Okay.
And 2 of them are shooting at you.
Okay.
So give me fray check. Give me fray at half.
Okay.
Do Dalton first.
Do I roll 3 frays or just 1?
Just the 1.
Okay. It would be a 55.
Ooh. All right. He misses.
Out of 60.
He misses.
Wait, no.
No, fray at half.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, where's my fray? Oh, shoot. Nah, darn it. I'm wrong.
My fray is
80. So half of that is 40.
So, yeah, you crit failed.
Okay.
I'll moxie that.
I didn't realize that I knew my number wrong.
To a regular fail?
All
right. Well, they all missed, too.
That's fine, but it's better than having a critical fail.
Yes.
Where you kind of moved into the bullet.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so Will, roll fray at half. Actually, what's your fray at half?
I was very excited. I thought I made it until half is 40.
Yeah. Right, roll it at 15, because you don't really have anywhere to dodge to.
Cool. Oh. I hit a 20.
Cool.
20 out of 15.
20 out of 15. So no.
All right, one of them hits you.
Okay.
All right, so...
So there's 5 down there?
Alright, what's your armor,
yeah.
Will?
How many?
23.
20 of them?
It's in my arm. Hopefully one of them will die when I throw the second
shot. I got a second shot coming, so.
Yeah.
Drink it!
I go
for both.
Alright, yeah. No, the bullet bounces off. You're good.
What if milk came out?
James.
Dropping a grenade. A live one.
What kind? Just a frag? Alright. Roll it.
Do it, James. Do it.
58 out of 50.
Okay.
I was counting on it.
They made their fray check. So, it explodes and they get out of the way.
Oh, poop.
They're pretty spread out now because they've been fraying. Me too.
Did any of them happen to dodge into where we can shoot them now?
They were able to dodge 2 grenades and shoot at the same time.
Well, they didn't.
No.
They dodged a grenade, shot.
Right.
They dodged a grenade.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're still back by the wall.
Mm. Sorry. I have a speed too, but I...
And if they were where you could shoot them, you're where they can shoot you.
I rolled that dead on, too. I was 50 out of 50.
Yep. They're afraid.
Good to know if they could shoot us.
That doesn't matter. The race is your roll.
So. Yeah.
All right. Will will go before me, so Will's going to...
Ryan goes first.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to continue to climb down, I guess.
Okay. So give me another climb check.
All right. 32 out of 50.
All right, you're climbing.
How long is it going to take me to get...
Well, it depends where you want to go.
I think I just want to get like halfway around and then start to climb down somewhere where they're not expecting to look.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you're moving pretty. I'd say, next turn, you can climb down.
Okay.
Two women. At
your next speed one. Chris, speed two.
Maybe I'm going to take one of my electronic ropes, and send it down there to, like, tie one of them up at a later time, maybe.
All right, that's going to take a few turns, though, because it's not fast.
Yeah.
Okay, so give me an interfacing check.
My other option is to shoot them, and the only way to do that is to get where they can shoot me.
I was going
to
say, it would be pretty badass if you use one of your ropes and re-anchored the rope that you were free-swinging on. Because that would help you.
Wait, I'm not on one of the ropes.
You have to be.
Yeah, you...
Otherwise, you're just floating in nothing.
Oh, then yes, I'll do that.
It was the rope you sent your rat down, and it blew up at the bottom.
Yeah, but I put my rope... I figured... Put the... oh, yeah, because I would have had to, like, jump over to there to put it on the rope, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just jump off the rope.
Well, there's nothing. You have no leverage.
Yeah, there's no. You're basically free floating in space.
I'm
going
to send the rope down to fix my problem.
Or you could send the rope to an adjacent rope and pull yourself over.
Okay, I'll do that. Right. I want to get off the rope that kind of just made me stranded. Interfacing 60.
Like Father's Day?
93.
Happy
Father's Day. Rope.
I said, like, the movie okay. Father's Day.
Oh.
I'll try again next time.
All right, Derek.
Now, they spread out. Whoever I see first, I will aim and try and shoot.
That was the one you were shooting.
Okay, because, so, you know, that's again. Fine. All right. That would be an 80, which is, well, that's, I'm shooting at 9, so it's not perfect, but an 80.
Is this at speed 2?
Yeah. And a 30.
All right, you beat his fray of 1. So I'm not, you tell me.
Okay.
You hit him.
So there's 4 guys left?
There are 4. Will.
Yes.
You're shooting one of them?
Yes.
All right, so give me firearms. You are far away, medium range. Okay, that's minus 10.
Minus 10. Okay.
Wait. I know how I can get off the rope. I just climb it up. The top is still anchored.
You can do that.
40
out of
40.
All right, you hit him. Roll for damage.
Would you help him?
Okay, rolling for damage. My heavy pistol.
You would help him?
Probably.
Can I use automatic?
No, you already went.
Yeah, you're going rolled.
Well, I was going to say for damage. But, all
right. Well, you have to declare that before
you
fire.
If Will was going through the Krogan rite of passage and had to kill a Gresham Wall with his friends, would you help him?
I want to, but I want to be able to live through it. So that's a tough question. 14
plus 8. Oh,
my
loyalty
says yes, but my will to live says no.
It's a very important question. Is he a Krogan too?
Will's a Krogan.
No, is James a Krogan?
No. 18.
How much?
He's just human.
18, Will said.
What's the AP?
Minus 4.
See, Will is a Krogan, but even more destructive.
Right, he's almost dead.
They would just be off the charts.
All right. That's the last one. Speed 1. We're back. What you doing?
I'm at 19. So can I see them now?
Only if you stick your head out.
They're sticking to cover.
They're sticking to cover.
I'm sticking to nades.
You know what? I'll pop out and take a shot at one of them, I guess.
Okay. One of them's going to shoot at you. So, let's do that.
And
you pop out. Roll your weapon skill.
That's 26 out of 60.
Oh, you beat his fray of 25.
Awesome.
Woo! So roll for damage.
And that's 2d10 plus 4. That is 5, 7, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
15?
Plus and minus AP too.
Okay. Yeah, you hit him and you like scorch his skin.
Mm-hmm.
He howls in pain, but that's, you know, he's still standing.
Can I pop back to cover?
No, not this turn.
Ryan?
Yes.
I should die.
Mariah. They call me Mariah.
I'm on the bottom level now.
Well, you can crawl down. You have to make an infiltration check if you want to do it stealthily. All
right.
Plus 20 because they're not really paying attention to you.
All right, so that's at 60 minus 10 plus 20. So I'm at 70.
Don't you get a plus something for being invisible too?
Yeah, that's my infiltration at base is 30, but I get plus 30 for my. 21 out of 70.
Yeah, alright, they don't notice you.
Alright. So, speed 2, I'm gonna shoot him.
Alright.
I'm gonna shoot him.
Big Derek.
You know what I'm doing.
No, Chris, yes.
Okay, still you don't have to. You still knew
what I was doing.
Hold up,
you're climbing up.
You're just climbing?
Gotta climb up.
I'll just wait for Chris.
Walk along the ceiling and then go back to where I started.
Okay, eventually. So you don't have to roll for that. Okay. So, Derek.
I'm gonna pick a new target.
Okay. There's one that's pretty hurt from Will shooting him. There's one that's a little hurt from Ed shooting him, but then there are the other two.
That should be hurt from the grenade.
Well, they're hurt, but not any more hurt than anyone else.
I guess my attitude would be whoever's closest to the guy I just killed.
Okay, that's one of the unhurt guys.
There we go.
Relatively. Roll
he
it.
He is missing an arm.
That's fine. 73 and 80.
They both hit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, roll for damage.
Yeah, anything below 90, I'm gonna hit with handgun. Okay, that's a 9, 10. That one's okay. That's a 10, and that's a 18, 20. So that's 30 total.
All right, he dies.
How many are left now?
Three. Yeah, Derek. No, that was Derek Meyer.
I'm doing nothing.
All right, so if we release,
just doing nothing.
I have nothing to do.
So if we release the synth morphs,
you know what? At this point, only outnumber us 2-1. Proxy steal because we've already made our position known.
All right, Will, what are you doing?
I'm still in the air, right?
Yeah. Next turn, you'll bump into the wall.
Shoot at him.
I'm gonna set my gun for semi-auto.
Okay.
Semi.
Is that for damage?
Let's do semi.
For damage.
I'm going to set my gun to semi. It's like a box of chocolates. We just like peas and carrots.
Semi. Okay. No, I did not hit.
What did you roll?
75 okay. Out of 50. Out of 45.
All right. You miss. All right. So, Ed... That guy you shot's gonna shoot you.
Okay.
So
like
give me prey.
I wasn't floating anymore. I was floating.
Why?
Because it's fire.
I was floating.
That's 23 out of 30.
I was floating at something bit me.
He rolled 11, didn't you? So he beats you.
And wait, armor defeating.
Ow, something bit me.
Armor defeating. So Ed, you take 10.
Okay.
Ouch. That's gonna suck.
That is
that a trauma? A wound?
That is
what's your W2, your wound threshold?
Hold on 1 second.
Your armor doesn't count.
I know. That's three wounds.
What's your wound threshold?
4. He's in a Neo-Avian. They're very...
3 wounds. All right, so Ed, give me a will. That's a straight will to not pass out.
That's a straight will.
No, that's wrong.
I am definitely a straight will.
Because I get shot and almost...
Oh, that's 3 out of 15, so I don't pass out.
Especially those who like women.
But I have medicine, so 2 wounds.
Those women who like
well, 3 wounds, but I ignore them.
Yeah. Right, so you have minus 20 from that and minus 10 from your trauma.
Well, I got rid of that with the comfort
wound.
That's right.
He sees dead people.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You ignore that, okay.
He also hangs up the country bears.
Ooh, yeah.
So, I
forgot about that.
Ed, that is a lot of damage, though.
Lose a wing.
Yeah. That arm, or wing. Odds are evens, Ed.
Odds. The whichmacallit die is...
Your shooting wing does not get shot off.
Okay.
Your dominant wing, whatever. So, which one is your undominant wing? Are you right-winged or left-winged?
Left-winged.
Your right wing goes.
No political talk at this table. He'll stop this right now.
At, Yeah, Ed, that's
this is a bipartisan table.
Okay. That hurts. I mean, the medicines make the bleeding stop, but yeah, that hurts a lot.
Cut my bloody arm off!
It's all right. We'll put you back in the vat when we get onto the ship.
Because everything if we have to be bipartisan.
All right. Will,
if the vat's on top, it'll go fucking bugs.
Okay,
and he's going to switch his gun to full auto to hit you.
Oh boy.
So roll for Thray.
Which is 50.
Those enjoying his decision to jump into the line of fire.
You told me 15 before.
Oh yeah, 15, that's right.
Should have taken the half, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't have reminded him, Will.
So he's an honest player.
What did you roll?
I rolled 70.
You should moxie it.
Yeah, moxie that. It's 7.
You don't have to, because he rolled 86 out of 85 to hit you.
Oh, goodness.
I have no moxie. I ain't getting moxie back from last
time. No, you haven't gotten any moxie back. But he missed.
So the bullets go everywhere but where you are.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're sitting there trying to dodge.
And all the bullet cars here.
You're going to get a moxie face full of bullets.
I'm not surprised.
He's switching to full auto, but for damage.
Okay.
So roll your.
I should have mocked his critical down to a
14. Made it
regular success.
He missed. I am rolling like shit tonight.
Yes.
And James,
I'm throwing another grenade down there.
All right, thrown weapon.
Watch out! Watch out!
Didn't even need to try and slip you the curse.
40 out of 50.
All right, you beat there, Frey. So roll for damage.
Yay!
Well, you can't hit all of them.
Watch out for Lucas. He's down there too.
I'm halfway around the circle.
Have magic wing.
Yeah, he's gonna have a magic wing. He grows back. You got a magic wing, Dr. Lucas.
Actually, the with basic bio mods, your body parts will slowly grow back. It's just like very 29 slow.
29 with minus 4 AP.
All right, you kill two of them.
All right.
Boom, baby, boom. Right.
So there's only one left.
Yes, yeah, speed
this
two.
Look kind of like Tron with
Ryan.
How many left?
One.
One. All right. I'm going to make his world a world of lead.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got two rail pistols. I'm going to shoot him at full auto for damage.
All right. Well, one of them is minus 20 for using your offhand.
No, I've got ambidextrous.
I've got an offhand.
I'm ambidextrous.
Oh, actually, I'm ambidextrous too. So.
Not anymore.
Well, okay.
Oh boy, now you
doesn't
are.
Matter,
you
60.
That was unidextrous.
That's right.
Fuck yes, I made it exactly 60 out of 60.
All right, he's not dodging because he doesn't know you're there.
All right.
So roll for damage.
That's.
You have to roll for both guns.
Oh, I have a grip.
Yes, I do.
Same thing you did.
So that's.
This guy's not going to do very well.
No. That's 10d6. I'm sorry, 10d10.
Well, you rolled. To hit with both guns?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I didn't, actually, so...
Fuck, I should...
The first one, 59 out of 60.
All right,
wow.
Yeah, so.
Wow. Holy crap.
It made all your climbing down the wall worth it right there.
All right, 11, 27...
I think he's talking to you.
35... That's good. 6.
Good
eight,
gracious.
40.
Just keep rolling die, that's fine.
And 53.
Holy
it's fine. No.
53 plus.
He eats all that and then
53 plus.
Comes at you
no modifier.
No, no, right. So there's 31 of these guys left.
I've got armor penetrating rounds in, so.
Alright, Will, you bump into the wall. Give me a perception check.
Ryan comes to the wall and goes, okay.
47 out of 50.
All right. Will, you bump into the wall where you were going. You lurk. And give me a stress test.
He works.
We're not going to hurt for
Will times three.
You bump
into the wall and he works. He didn't for rocket stuff, did he?
Will, you're in a display window for
five.
All right. Will, you take one stress.
One stress.
Yes.
Don't argue it.
Heading towards you, it looks like what used to be a person, except instead of a head, there's a giant worm head.
That's good.
And he has two big spiked metal arms, kind of like necromorphs from Dead Space, except metal.
Yeah.
And they are stabbing into the rock, and he is skittering towards you, screaming, holding a machine gun.
It's a good thing.
Oh, that's so...
Kick off the wall and get back to us right
now. So you are at... You got the rest of you guys don't notice this, so okay. Will.
No.
Have fun, Will.
Yeah. I'm going to kick off the wall again and get back to get back to all my right, team.
So give me a free fall.
You might want to
scream something like, holy shit, look at the thing climbing the wall while you're doing
what
it.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, as I do that, I'm going to scream that.
Jesus okay. Christ!
So give me a free fall check.
Jeez! Holy Mars!
That's a Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
See, only,
yeah, no, but
whatever the deity is.
It's not like he's falling.
Just follow me, Vishnu.
Yes?
That's
right. Jesus Christ has to be an overreaction to this.
Precious, unfucked mother of God!
Wow.
I like that. I stubbed his toe,
I guess that surprised me.
What did you roll?
63 out of 55.
Okay.
No Will, for you.
You just kind of try to push off the wall, but slip and just kind of spin. This thing pounces on you. And goes to stab you through with its two blade arms.
Okay.
So,
what can I do to kick it off?
Nothing. Is this the end this for a man?
Failed your
roll. Tune in next week.
It grabs you. I'm sorry, it's trying to grab you. Let's find out.
Frey.
Yes, it grabs you.
Frey.
Give me.
Can I fray?
No, you don't have anywhere to go.
You're floating around in space.
You're floating in space. There's open nothing for space. You to fray
this
off.
This is a terrible place.
I wish I had Moxie. I could have rerolled that.
All right, so he's going to try to stab you.
Fare thee well, young Amir.
That one does.
Well, no hard
and
feelings.
And that one does not.
Oh, I thought that was
one of his blade arms stabs you.
Well, no hard feelings. All he wanted to do is jump into the other side of the hole.
What's your kinetic armor, Will?
My kinetic armor is 23.
Okay.
You guys just do the Gavin method and just do nothing.
Alright, so his arm, it stabs into your side and bounces off your armor. He screeches in your face. It is just like this horrible mouth with drool. And you know, like those bug things where it like, comes out and like.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are like in your face. And you are holding him, and he's got
I'm
two
holding
arms.
Him?
Oh. Well, he's holding
did I just
you.
Kill Andy?
Right. He's got two arms. His human arms are holding you by, you know, your forearms. That's his blade arms are going,
my hands.
And he's screaming in your face. Give me another stress test.
Amir,
oh my god, I almost critically
failed. I'm a tough episode of Modern.
I almost critically failed. 98.
He was wearing.
All right.
He was wearing a mirror like a suit.
Well, take the mirror suit.
That puts me at my max.
What have you seen, my cock?
My trauma.
All right. So make a will times three check to see if you are dazed.
This is very stressful for everybody.
God, Gorilla Monsoon. That's a perfect gorilla name.
Sorry. Gavin?
What? You didn't like Carlos Banana?
Oh, thank God.
Zero hurt.
That's 21 out of 45.
That's a gorilla name.
And I killed three
guys. Okay, so Will, you're not dazed, but your trauma is get the fuck out of there. It bounced off. It didn't go through his armor.
No.
But there's a big chip in your armor. So it's going at speed 2 as well. So what are you doing, Will?
I'm getting the fuck out. I'm kicking it off me.
Shoot it in the face!
I can't. My arms are held down.
All right.
Did he say that?
Yes, he did. He said it's only my forearms.
Kick it in the worm balls.
And it worked.
All right, give me an unarmed combat.
I have 65 in that, so let's see.
All right.
Kick this mother.
Are you
rolling? And I rolled 63 out of 65.
All right, so roll for damage. It's 1d10 plus your damage bonus.
Your DB.
DB
the only thing that pulls its weight around here is
over here.
Truck.
Two.
I have my gun.
Eight?
You kick it, or you like knee it because you're close, and your knee just hits something hard.
Is that your auntie?
It's made of metal.
It is going to try to stab you with both of its blade arms again.
What are we doing?
Does somebody want to help me?
Well, Will pointed it out at speed 1. Okay. So speed 2, you guys have to kind of turn around and see, oh, look, hey, there's that thing.
So we need to make
you don't
perception
have to make a perception check.
Okay.
You turn around and look at Will and, oh, hey, look at that horrible monstrosity.
And we can act next turn?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even see it. I'm focused on the
combat. So one of them hits you, Will, and the other one also hits you. So
please not so far. Please not so far.
Well, you haven't been damaged at all. I think you can take a couple of hits.
What's your armor? The guy who lost 23. A wing, literally. Yeah.
All right, the one that hit you before gets through your armor. So you take 5 damage from that.
I'm
and that is why
from,
I can't do that.
From passing out.
Well,
it's just going to lay eggs in your body. It's
all right. My durability is 35.
All right, and the other one, the other arm, let's say that was the right arm that stabs you. The left arm takes a chunk out of your armor.
Oh, great.
Well, all right.
I'm not comfortable with visualizing this situation.
This is like any time, like, if this is anything like the last time I lost my wing, we're going to blow the station up, so.
All right, so we're back to speed one. Ed.
I'm going to shoot the thing that's...
All right, really, that's going to be heavy penalty.
You're not very
good. You have minus 30 to start with.
Minus 20.
Minus 20 to start with. And it's at long range. This is all the way across.
No, you are at minus... Oh, that's right. You use the
compass. So it's going to be at minus 40 to hit.
Minus 40.
You should prepare yourself in some way.
You're not a...
Medicine, some sort of shit.
If you miss, you're going to hit Will. Not even if you crit.
Yeah,
right.
Now, my armor's damaged, so...
Your genetic armor.
GG,
think
about it this way. If you shoot Will, it's going to be more... It's going to be...
What does that put my armor
not as bad as what the other thing is going to do.
Your armor...
What if Amir falls in love with it, though?
The rest of your armor is fine.
He might.
It's like carving out a chip where it just keeps stabbing you. So if it goes to, like, hit you in the chest, your full armor is in effect.
I'm going
to... But there's, like, a hole in your side now.
Who do you say to stop Will's
first aid
love of this?
Okay, I mean, you're not going to be able to get a lot back.
You're right.
Because...
I'm just going to send
have
flowers.
One arm and... It's kind of hard.
That would be the penalty.
Toaster.
That would be what I'm getting the penalty.
Right, but like the medicine just stopped.
That was
bleeding.
Always in the wedding
right.
registry. But
not much else you could do beyond that.
Right, but like, I'm a doctor. I can like maybe push myself through it or...
Well, what is it you want to do?
I don't know. I'm missing an arm.
Yes.
Like, let's say the other wounds that I got earlier.
No, the wounds are you missing your arm.
Not the other, like, some of the other damage that I got.
Okay, so give me a medicine check.
That is... I'm not going to moxie it. It's 91 out of 70.
Yeah, ow. That's pretty much what you got. You reach over and you're like, ah!
Ow, it hurts when I do this.
Yeah, so don't do that. Ryan. Will's in a bit of a tussle.
Yeah, I'm gonna use this action round to free fall over to him if I can.
I mean, it's gonna take it took him 2 full rounds to get there.
Okay. I'm on the bottom level though, and I'm halfway across the circle already. Remember?
True. Okay. Yeah. So you can. Yeah. So give me a free fall.
I am 50. Here. Hope you enjoy your life.
I'm gonna moxie that. And that's my last moxie. 8 out of 50.
All right, you like grip pad and pull yourself to the edge and then push off and start sailing towards Will. Derek.
I'm doing
that. No, Chris. I'm sorry.
Chris is after I.
Come on, Chris. Well, Chris, I mean, really, I've been just kind of floundering around a little bit. I mean, really, I mean.
How far up the rope did I get? I
think you're on the first level.
So can I start going back down now?
Yeah, you just want to ignore what's happening and go back down the rope?
I mean, I can't do anything from where I am. I have to get closer.
I mean, you can shoot, it's just at a penalty.
It's
minus 20 on top of what other penalties you have.
Yeah, I'm probably just as likely to shoot Will at this point, so...
Okay.
So I'll continue on my journey back to where I started.
Now it's Derek.
One guy left in the bottom, right?
What?
There's one guy left in the bottom.
No, they're all dead.
They're all dead.
Just the one that's maiming Will.
I turned that last guy into pate.
Okay.
The other thing that came at Will is new, because he jumped across to the other side.
Okay, okay.
And it attacked him there.
Could I get a shot from where I am on this thing?
This is a new guy.
This is at a minus 20.
This isn't one of the guys.
No, this isn't one of the guys that you were fighting. This is a new guy. Because Will went all the way across to the other side of the station.
It's a new, new.
All right, I'm going to shoot both.
So it's minus 20.
All right. 46.
Get this thing off me!
So right.
50 even.
Do not go in there.
Oh. That actually would have been a great
shot.
Actually,
birthday today.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah, he's 51.
Now we know when we recorded this, James.
You hit him.
All right,
sorry. Roll for damage.
January 17th, 2013.
In a hole in Ryan's backyard.
That we dug ourselves.
36 total?
36 total?
Yes.
We got all right. That's, he got 20 on that last roll. That was awesome. We call it.
I have to even keep track of
really
it.
Your combat will go a lot better for our listeners if you guys didn't talk over it.
That's true.
All right. Will use next. And Meyer. Meyer, you're doing nothing?
Yep.
Good friend, Meyer.
You have to admire. You have to admire Meyer's approach, which is he stands tight to his inaction.
Or tries to pee on things.
Will?
I'm going
scream as Dalton shoots it.
Meyer's just off to the side drinking bottle after bottle.
Is it loosened?
No.
Headbutt its face. No, I actually don't headbutt its face. That's a bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
You could put your head in its mouth.
No.
Yeah, do that. Like a lion.
No.
Choke it with your own hand.
Pee on it.
Pee on it. It's a bug.
It might not like the salt.
It's
got me by my forearms, right?
It's crawling into its gullet.
Oh, it's got me right there.
Yeah.
Can I reach and grab it with my shock gloves?
You should bite it in its face.
You're going to shock yourself.
It might let him go.
But it might let me go, is the point.
Yeah, if you want, you're going to shock yourself.
That's a terrible idea.
You can.
Wait, he could also just shock himself to try and shock it, right?
Yes.
I think shocking yourself is a better choice than to be eaten by this giant monster.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I say
there's nothing else you can really do.
All right, so Will, you take your shock gloves and hit yourself. So make it a durability plus your energy armor.
You know what? If John McClane
knocks himself out,
if John McClane can shoot the bad guy through his own chest,
right,
then Will can shock himself
plus
to shock 23. This thing.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Like I said, it's kinder probably for him to be unconscious
while
he's being eaten.
Well, my current durability
would
be what, 30? Because I'm down 5?
I don't know. You tell me. If your durability is 35 and you took 5, then yes, your current durability is 30.
That's so 53.
So you have to beat. You have to roll under 53 to not pass out.
And I do it. 17.
All right.
Die harder with a vengeance.
Another day.
Nope. It does not pass out either. So roll for damage. 1d10 plus your damage bonus.
All I know what's happening is it's V2. I'm well aware of. So.
Oh, that was bad. 3.
Me and Ryan.
Three?
I think
all right, good. Both
I
your armor
idea what's going to happen in speed 2.
Your armor soaks it, and he soaks it too. You go.
Nothing happens.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get out of there.
Do you add your damage bonus to that roll? Or
yeah.
Did you just, all right.
Do it again.
What did you roll?
He rolled a 1.
I rolled a 1.
All right. He's liking the stabbing thing, Will, so he's going to keep at
it. Do
it
again?
Yeah.
He's got those blade arms, and goddamn it, he does what he's good
he's
at.
He's in close. What else? I mean,
what's its initiative? Like, is it...
It's going at 11.
Oh, okay.
It
gets shocked again if it tries to stab Will.
No, he has shock gloves, not EOWare.
It could, like, try to rape him.
That's what I'm thinking is happening.
I'm just saying, another possibility.
Yeah, but if Will shocked himself, then his body's electrified, and any time this creature touches it...
Yeah, but he shocked himself and stopped.
That's it. Rape's a terrible thing.
Right.
The creature also has him, so...
I want just the best for him here.
Oh, yeah, they both hit you. So, first one is the one that's already through your armor. So that is... Oh, wait.
I think I might have to throw a grenade at you.
This chair makes my ass fall asleep.
But you're about dead, and...
That's 13.
13 damage?
Yes. It's through your armor. He just stabs you and goes like...
I definitely have a wound.
Yes, you do. Well, let's see what the other one does first.
Probably several.
Your WT is...
That one chips away the rest of your armor.
So, yeah, you have 2 wounds now.
Hey, Will, have you tried asking this thing to stop?
Can
you please go away?
Oh, okay.
Well, so 13, 5, and...
Hey!
What's the
one? Other one, it just breaks off your armor again. You don't take any damage from it.
I'll persuade the stuff. Next turn.
So you take 2 wounds?
Yeah.
Alright, so give me a will test, Will.
You test?
Straight will.
Straight here.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Horrendous Worm Creature. Would you mind terribly not stabbing
straight
me inside?
Will?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
I didn't realize what I was doing to you. I was trying to say hi. That's how we say hi in my culture.
Oh, well, you have a horrible
pass out.
Okay.
90 out of.
Yeah. Well, we've 45. Never enslaved other
people. Yeah. All right, so Will, this thing stabs into you, and you go, oh!
We never had multiple
pass out from the pain. Whoever's looking, you see Will just kind of go limp.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh.
We're one down.
All right. So that's James. You still have speed one.
Yes, I do.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to climb down and try and let the guys out,
which we
because that's all I can do, because I only have grenades.
Okay.
Unless I climb down and take one of their...
No, that's a good plan. I like that. Do that.
You could grab one of their kinetic SMGs.
My kinetics.
I mean, that would be your turn, climbing down and grabbing.
All I know is I'm going to have to reload from the bullets of the kinetic SMGs.
Once the scene's over, they're going to have to cut it.
Okay.
So, I mean, you could grab... That's going to be your turn, going down there and grabbing one.
Yeah, I'm going to go down and grab one then.
Okay. Speed 2, Ryan. You could shoot him.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Nope.
Same
15 points. In.
Same deal.
He's going to try to fray to put Will between
him
and you.
I have 90 spray weapons, though.
I'm gonna go for the damage.
So, oh, you're going full auto?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Alright, so roll for it.
The bug.
Shoot him in the mouth.
First one is no, 84 out of 60. And the second one is 2 out of 60.
Alright, he failed his fray, so roll for damage.
Okay, so I get the
you
one.
You can save Will's life, Ryan.
5d10. 11. 21, 28. 36. With
you
a minus
life.
With a minus 8 AP.
Alright, but Ryan, give me a stress test, because you're closer to this thing now. And holy fuck.
It stinks.
That's what was inside those guys you saw before.
How's Amir doing?
No, 59 out of 45.
All right, so that's another four.
It's a very stressful game for most people.
All right.
These are horrible mutations.
We're cold bastards.
And I'm still at one trauma.
All right.
Doing nothing is pretty
so,
good.
So, yeah, Ryan, you shoot it and the thing screams.
And you can't even see it through,
and
so
then
you
stops.
Don't even see it inside them.
All
right.
And so you go over and you
I'm gonna,
to
yeah,
pull the claw.
I'm going to, yeah. I'm
about,
gonna,
about a foot of
out
bloody
of,
claw
out of Will's side
comes out of Amir's side, and you see his you know the wounds. He bleeds, and then it sort of seals up.
Right. I'm gonna like smack him, Amir.
Yeah, Will. You.
Amir, it's all right.
Yeah.
You're alive.
Will just he wakes up, he comes to, and he sees Ryan's face like.
You're alive. Ish.
Can you walk? Can you move?
The situation down here.
The thing, if you contact the ship, they're going to be able to tell.
Right.
Contacting someone out there and find him.
That's true. It's not about the
message
itself.
Yeah, but he's a synthmorph. He's not in any danger.
Medicine.
Blow up the ship.
Right.
That's true.
Ow!
Patches. Something.
Well, do you have medicines, Will?
No. I don't. I don't think.
Oh.
Check your equipment list.
No.
There's something you might want to buy after this game.
Basic mesh inserts, cortical stack, grip pads, neurochem.
Awesome.
prehensile feet, oxygen reserve, basic bile nods.
Oh, yeah, you have hand feet, don't you?
Yeah, no. If it doesn't say medicines, then you don't
know. Right. Well, Will doesn't stop bleeding then.
Oh, no.
Eventually he does.
Maybe you should have pulled that thing out, actually.
Well, I mean, his biomods will stop the bleeding.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Maybe Doc Skelox, maybe. Oh, he only has one arm. All
right.
Well, Doc Skelox can slap a patch on him and stop the bleeding. It won't cure. I mean, you can do a medicine. It's not really going to cure anything. But Ryan, are you going to bring him back?
Yeah,
yeah, I'll at least patch him up.
Come on, right, come on back with me, Amir.
That's 60 out of 70.
That's 6.
Oh, 6 out of 70.
Even better.
Yes, so wait,
no,
yeah, you stop the bleeding.
No, 60 is better. Right, yeah, it's
you
close.
Want
to, it's
blackjack.
Blackjack.
So, okay, so we all crawl down to the base. The
well, are you letting the synthmorphs out?
Yeah.
So, James, give me an infiltration, not infosec to hack open their door.
Oh, maybe we should try and talk to them before we let them out. I'm good.
Well, I could at least get control of the door. I mean, I rolled a 33 out of it.
Oh, yeah, so you the door is yours.
All right, so, intercom system? Hello?
What? Who's out there? Is it one of those things?
No.
No, we're not worm people.
We've killed all.
Stick to the story.
Yeah, stick to the story.
We had engine trouble. They let us dock. Oh. What the hell are those things?
I don't know. A few weeks ago, they just started. I don't know. Everyone started acting weird, and then someone tried to shove one of those things down my throat, but it. I don't know. It just crawled out again.
Well, there's about 30 of them left.
Jesus Christ! That's the whole station.
We better kill everything.
We had
to defend ourselves.
We killed 15 of them.
Well, they're probably your friends and co-workers.
Look, we have to take the station back.
Yeah, they locked us in here because they couldn't infect us or whatever.
All right, well, we've got some weapons. We're going to let you out of there, and we'll figure out what to do from there. Everybody okay. All right in there? Anyone injured?
No, we're all fine. They just kind of herded us in here.
All right.
Yeah, but so you guys should T-ray them.
Yeah, all right. Let's
just
T-ray.
Just to be on the safe side.
To see what?
To see if they're in there, if there's any worm-like.
Yeah. Perception.
Yeah. We just
at
want
this
to
point, you can't
17 out of 70.
37 out of 50.
Nope, there's 10 morphs in there. No
worms. All right, so
check
yeah.
Check Amir. We'll... Make sure it didn't lay eggs in Amir.
Yeah, check out Amir.
All right. You don't have to roll for it again. He's, other than the big gaping wound...
He's fine.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. I don't think there was time for egg laying. He was just
there was
stabbed.
No egg laying.
Okay. I'm covering all our bases here.
I'm scrounging for ammo because we didn't bring the extra from the
ship. What kind of guns are you shooting?
I'm shooting kinetic pistols.
Not rail guns?
I have one's my rail gun. When I'm out of bullets on that, I'm out of bullets with that. But I wanna use the bullets for the other
gun.
You can
grab 20.
Okay.
I got
that's all right, good. Yeah, so you let them out. Or do you let them out?
Yeah.
I
think we can let them out. Yeah.
They all can right. help us get the ship and blow up the station.
I'm going to lay against the wall, cradling my leg.
That's
fair.
Wing. All right, so we will end
holding
there.
My side.
We did it.
So you can each get 3 res points.
Yay.
And then... Because, again, we only made it half the game.
Yeah.
But it was a fun game.
It was fun game. Right.
And then you each get 1 nomination.
I will nominate Derek.
We're going in order?
Skip Meyer, but...
Let Meyer go
start
first.
Meyer. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Meyer, go first.
I will give it to... to Will for being... The bullet.
Well, there weren't too many bullet magnets. He was a horrible monster magnet.
Yes.
Monster magnet.
I will give mine to Derek for getting into a gambling bar fight.
Yeah. I'm giving mine also. Oh, wait. You go,
I get to give one. I'm going to give mine. I'm going to give mine to Chris.
Yeah.
Because other than me, he had the most badass kill of the game.
Yeah.
Pretty badass. Not
all
to
right.
toot my own horn.
James, I'm giving mine to Derek for saving my ass.
Fair enough. Will?
Giving mine to Ryan for saving my ass.
There we go. That's how this works.
Ryan? I'm giving mine to Derek as well for punching a guy with his hand and kick-punching a guy with his feet at the same time.
All right. And Chris?
I'm going to give mine to Will because I feel bad for him. That was horrendous.
Will did get pincushioned.
It was pretty horrendous for me, too.
Yeah, well, you're a
pincushioned by a metal thing that I couldn't kick.
Yeah. All right, well, that brings this part to a close at XO for Danger.
Yeah.
See you next time.
That was scurry.
Later.
All right.
All right.